Right.
Blog Talk Radio.
Today, gentlemen, I've been honored to coach you. It's more honored to take you to the field of battle. But it's another honor to be bestowed upon you. As an answer, that comes with that question. Who am I?
I am a champion!
That's right. You remember that all.
My intro.
I will conquer what has not been conquered. Defeat will not be in my creed. I will believe what others have doubted. I will always endeavor the most esteemed, honor, and respect of my team. I have changed my mind and my body will fall. Who am I?
I am a champion!
I will acknowledge the fact that my opponents do not expect me to win. But I will never surrender. Weakness will not be in my heart. I will look to my comrades and to those who have brought me to this world and those who have trained me. And I will draw strength from them. Who am I?
I am a champion!
I will practice, go out to the field of battle. And I will move in everything I can do. And I will reach my field of battle at any means at my disposal. And when I get there, I will ride violently. I will rip the heart from my enemy and leave it bleeding on the ground. Because he cannot stop me. Who am I?
I am a champion.
To my side, I have comrades. Comrades that have been through me through thick and thin. Through sacrifice, through blood, through sweat, through tears. Never will I let them fall. Never will I let them down. And I will never leave an enemy behind. Because our opponent does not know my heart.
Who am I?
I am a champion.
No one will deny me. No one will define me. And no one will tell me who and what I am and can be. Belief will change my world. It has moved continents, it has moved countries, it has put man on the moon. And it will carry me through this battle.
Who am I?
I am a champion.
Defeat, retreat, those are not in my words. I don't understand those definitions. I don't understand when things go wrong. I don't understand mistakes. But I do understand this. I understand victory, and I understand never surrendering. No matter how bad things go, my heart, my mind will carry my body, my limbs are too weak.
Who am I?
I am the champion.
Today will be that day. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now, right here, in your house, in your home.
Who am I?
I am the champion.
History will remember me. I will not let anybody be kind. I will define myself. I will write my own praises. And no one will tell me what I can never be. I will never go out not knowing I've given everything I've got. Because who am I?
I am a champion.
Who am I?
I am a champion.
Who am I?
I am a champion.
Who am I?
Yo, let us pray. Father, please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes. And see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born. Grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen. We know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing. That doesn't mean listen. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home. Instill in us the word which is our backbone, which is chosen that have grown. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable. Little. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, ahead to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen.
Little Tony, Meatball Slouch. What's going Man. On, brother?
Joe, what's going on?
What's up, Joe? What's up, fella?
Let me say this, man, before I stop, man. Motor City motherfucking mafia, baby. That's what's up. Whatever y'all want to talk about after that, man, let's roll. What's going on, fella?
What's up, June?
Fred.
We showed up and showed out yesterday. The people showed up and showed out yesterday.
Man, listen, man. First of all, before we roll into the show, man, Johnny Quick, Turbo GT, I hope you guys are doing well. You know, our prayers, our thoughts are with you. We hate seeing this happen. You know, hopefully you guys will be back out here soon, man. You know, above everything we do, you know, we racers, but we human beings above this, you know, and don't nothing else matter, man. You know, again, I'm not too good on, you know, when this stuff that touched the heart, because you don't never want to see me, you know, we ain't out here trying to hurt nobody, you know, and I just hope they can both make it back quickly. I hope they're both doing well, you know. But, I mean, hey, man, the people, let me put it like this, man. The people have spoken. I mean, shit, what else can y'all say, man? Come on,
I'd like to Turbo G. First of all, I'd like to thank our sponsors, Big Fred over at East Englewood Village Bar and Grill, to the Motor City Mafia for Motor City Mafia, and Lil Tommy and Slouch for putting on one of the best events so far this year. With holding over 30 plus grudge races yesterday.
42.
Hold on, you gotta correct it, bro.
No, it's 43.
How many?
43 grudge races.
One event. Another shout out to I talked to Johnny Quick earlier. He's in a lot of pain, you know, but he's still here with us. Turbo GT, them guys was in and out the car. Unfortunately, Johnny Quick did go to the hospital. He still is in the hospital. He's in good spirits. And all I got to say, and you can't say this, SVO, you lucked up.
Hey, Meatball.
Yes, sir.
Before we start the show, I want to bring this person in, you know, to talk to us for a minute. You know, he, like I said, he had a this accident Saturday. You know, I ran down there. Now I seen my man, you know, in the car breathing real hard, holding onto the steering wheel. You know, and it brought tears to my eyes. While I'm looking at the stretcher, you know, that I hurt real bad. I don't want to see no type of racer. I don't care who it is, you know, laying on the stretcher. You know, that stuff like that hurt my feelings, you know, and I take that very personal. So we have Johnny Quick on the line right now that's in the hospital right now listening to us. He agreed to come online to talk to us because everybody was concerned, you know, how is he feeling? Is he breaking any bones? Is his spine okay? You know? So, you know, he's on the line. He agreed to come on and talk to everyone. So, John, man, your mic is open. What's up, Johnny?
What's up, fellas?
Just happy you're alive, man. Let's talk to us today, man.
Yeah, me too.
It's a great day. You on the phone, brother. That means you still with us. So it's a great day, brother.
Yeah, that was a tough one today.
How are you feeling? How's it looking for you right now, bro?
I'm sore. They gave me a CAT scan yesterday when I came in, checked for internal bleeding and everything like that. They found 2 fractures in my spine. And today they gave me an MRI. They said they might have found a bulging disc. They don't know what they're going to do yet, but the guy doesn't think, the neurosurgeon doesn't think I'll need surgery. He said he'll just put me in a brace, and I got to take it easy for 6 to 8 weeks, and then we'll start weaning off the brace. But right now I'm still on bed rest. Real long to do that. My ankle's a little jacked up. They said I got a soft tissue sprain. It's pretty swollen. But, yeah, that was a hard hit yesterday, man. Never had a car come around that fast before. I drove it. I was trying to win. Everybody could say what they want to do, but it ain't nothing I haven't done a million times before. It came around quick. It hit the wall, and then I thought it was just going to stop up against the wall. And it just turned right out of nowhere. And, Martin's really wide, so it had a long time to square up that other wall, and I felt everything, believe me. It was a hell of an impact. I broke the steering wheel in my hands. I was gripping the steering wheel so hard, preparing for that impact, it broke the steering wheel, knocked the wind out of me. I was aware the whole time. I remember DMX running to the door. He was the first one I seen. I heard there was other people there, but DMX was the first one I seen. He was there the whole time. He actually helped me get out of the car. It sucks. I don't ever want to see anyone in that situation. I definitely don't want to be in that situation. Unfortunately, Turbo GT smashed his car too. Kimo Jr. smashed their car last week. It's tough out here, but, the speed these cars are going nowadays, and everybody wants to see it done on the smallest tire possible. This is what's going to happen. The fans, they don't understand what the racers are putting themselves into every day. They think it's easy sitting back on Facebook or something like that, putting a couple thousand horsepower to a small tire, and they think it's no problem because they've seen so-and-so do it. But it only takes one time. I've probably made 1,000 passes in a car, and this is the only time I've ever been, in that situation before. And I was able to drive out of everything, but that feeling of not being in control sucked really bad. Trying to take out Peso, I was aiming for him. Figure if I'm going, I'm taking him with me. But no.
There you go. Well, I'm glad, Johnny, that you're doing well. It's a tough sport that we pick, and this is one of the things that can happen,
It's a stupid drive, but it's what does it. I've had multiple people call me there. They want to offer their services, for to get back out. I got a couple things in mind I want to do. I got nothing but time to weigh my options, but I'll be out. I haven't seen the car yet. My crew said it's pretty bad, but it's not that bad. I don't know if the car's salvageable or not. But as long as the main components, the shell really is the least expensive part. The shell ain't bad as long as it didn't hurt the engine and all the other parts. That's what makes up the race car. The shell really ain't nothing.
That's right. Well, like I said, I'm glad that you are here with us. And again, I don't know who built your car, but it's a testament.
To hit those walls.
Hit as you did, and
people gave me crap when I built it. I overbuilt it for what it was supposed to be. It's got a pro stock curve in it, so it's capable. It certifies for 6.0. So it's got a real good cage in it. But when I did it, I didn't want to ever do it again. I never wanted to build a car again, and that was one thing because we were going fast with a regular 10-point roll bar, and I said, luck's been on my side. Sooner or later, it's going to run out. This is going to happen, It's going to happen to everybody. I don't care what you say. Something's going to happen, and this is going to be, maybe not to this extreme, maybe even worse. But, the car did its job. It kept me safe. I was fine. I got bruises from the seatbelts and stuff. But I'll be better. You know, I'll make it again one day. Glad SEO didn't hit me. You know, that would have been worse. Yeah. When I was going across the lane, I didn't see him at that time, and I was worried. I was worried that he was going to hit me, and that was my main concern. Is I don't want another 3,000-pound car running into me while I'm crossing in his lane. And it's one thing fucking up my shit. I don't want to fuck up someone else's stuff. That was I tried to stay in my lane at whatever cost, and sorry that I went into his lane and put him in harm's way, but they understand, they're racers, and it worked out for them, so they were able to race. So
there you go. Well, again, we're glad you're here, John. And hopefully we'll see you soon. Meatball Ridge, you guys got anything you guys want to say? Ask Johnny or come on with it. Tom?
I think Johnny said everything that needed to be said. We just thank God that he was okay with the vehicle. The vehicle did its job, and testament to who he is as having a vision to build a car to keep him safe, because he knew he was going to be going faster. So, like I said, he's still with us, as I put on the post, and everybody returned home. Somebody is on, needs to.
We got somebody. Feedback. You got us on a speaker.
I'm on speaker.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on speaker.
But yeah.
I'm losing my arm. If I bend my arm too much, the beeper starts going crazy, so.
Yeah. So just, like I said, we know you're going to get some rest, man, but, listen to the show and enjoy, man. It should be a good show tonight, but we're glad you're still here, and we thank you for being who you are, man.
All right, guys. I appreciate it.
And just for Meatball, to everybody out there that doubted him, Meatball's great white hope will be back soon.
That's
there
right.
There you go. Hey,
but I appreciate the support from everybody. It's been overwhelming. I went to go get my MRI earlier. I was down there for like an hour and a half, and I came back and I had like 38 text messages, like 18 phone calls. Facebook's blowing up. It's overwhelming. Everybody is concerned, and I'm all right. I'm a little sore right now, but I'll be better. I'm gonna be sore. It's probably gonna get worse before it gets better, but I'll be all right.
There you go.
Yes, you will.
Well,
get some rest, man.
I'm gonna get off here. So you guys have a good show. I'm gonna get off here. I got some stuff I gotta do. So I'll talk with you guys
right.
Another time.
There you
go.
You take
care.
You take care, John.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. They heard it live. I'm here from Johnny Quick from the hospital. Did anybody got Aaron or DT to get on the phone?
Yeah, they online. They on. They waiting in right now.
Yeah, you need to bring them in because they was involved in the accident too, man. Luckily that they walked away just as well.
Yeah. What was an accident?
Turbo GT.
Oh, yeah, right.
Hey, first of all, and when you get a chance, bring them on. First of all, we as a group that put this on, we want to thank everybody that was able to support us. We want to thank everybody that came far and close, fans, but most importantly, the drivers and the crew. This event couldn't have happened without the support of the fans and the crew. We thank y'all for this coming out. We thank y'all for the guys that drove brought these fast cars. We put on a show that was second to nobody's right now, and not in a bragging way, but just in I'm bragging about the grudge racers and the fans who like and love grudge racing. They came out and supported this. So I brag on our fans in the Midwest and our grudge racers in the Midwest because they support us with our events. Everybody that showed up, Meatball, Junior, we thank y'all for coming out. Fred, we thank y'all for coming out. Slouch did his thing. Chad, Lil Tony, we thank y'all for everything. And it was a good event. It was so much excitement, man, that You know, I want to apologize for the food getting there late, but we handled that. The guys that sat in the lane, thank you for being patient, but we got you through. We even went and bought an hour so that you guys were happy. We went and paid another. They charged us a ridiculous amount of money to rent that track for an extra hour, but it was worth it so that everybody left happy. Now, I got in an argument with a guy on the bike, but it was just in the heat of the moment. I did, you know, go back and apologize to him, but publicly I want to apologize to him because, you know, I kind of screamed at him, and I shouldn't have understood his frustration. And everybody that I did, you know, do wrong, or if I was short with you, I apologize. But it was just, we're just adamant about getting the cars done and getting these grudge races out the way. You guys didn't have to come. But, again, it was a good event. We're going to try to do it better next time. You always find the mistakes you make, but we correct them. So each event we hope to make it a better event for everybody.
I ain't going to be talking that much.
I don't have a voice, so I'll probably get off. I'm going to listen. I'm not going to do a lot of talking. I have nothing. I ain't got no voice, man.
Man, I don't know, man. It's going to be hard to beat that 43, man. I mean,
Not the grudge races, but the quality of the event. I mean, I think that's once you get a shot at it once a year because that's our first annual Midwest Grudge. So that first annual one is going to be a good one. But we got something in the works in October that's
man.
Huge. But
hold on. I got to send this out there, man. I might not want to cut you off, man. I got to send this out there to June. In your face, motherfucker, Detroit won.
Excuse me, sir. Okay, check it out. I'm gonna say this: the baddest motherfucker on the property, Chad. That's a bad bitch.
Yeah. It is.
Hey. Y'all came in there. I mean, let me tell you this. That final round, that wasn't a slouch. That was not a slouch sitting in the other lane. And to pull that victory, they both made it down. They both made the trip. Them bitches were riding. Man, my hat's off to you. I'm not going to take my hat off to Michigan. I'm going to take my hat off to Kip.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man, that was
y'all,
that finals was fast. Ooh, listen, that was fast.
Listen, I'm going to tell y'all something, man. I don't have much words for it because, you know, one is, SBO, home team, no doubt. But, I mean, I got to give props to them. They put an ass whooping on them. I don't care if it's by a half a fender, a half a car, or a half an inch. Y'all outran a bad man, you know. So, yeah, my hat's off. This check, yes, it did stay in Michigan. I'm going to say it again. You know, sun got to shine sooner or later, so I'm going to let Michigan have this one. But, boy, we coming back. We definitely coming back, man. But both teams, in fact, all the teams, you guys put on a great show. I mean, every penny to come in that gate was worth it. For the show they put on, they put on a great show. Yeah, but I gotta say this, I gotta jump off for a few. Ride or die, Pat. I have to give it to ride or die. You guys came out the gate firing bullets. Okay, the track was ready to go at 11 o'clock. And the first pair down there that got the engaging was ride or die. I got to give it to y'all. I got to give it to y'all. Y'all, you the guys that started this in motion yesterday. You know, I got to say that. Young Money.
All I can say is this.
Like the man told me, I'm trained to go. And, yeah, they did go. Got to give it to them, man. Young Money, Squinchy, man, listen, man. I mean, throughout the night, we going to go back and forth because y'all showed up and showed out, you know. My man, Danye, he's serving notice, baby. He's serving notice, you know. I mean, let's roll. Let's go. Let's go, baby.
That was a great show, man.
I gotta send a shout out
to the one of the most impressive cars that I've seen in a long time, man. And I ain't seen that many, man. And this right here shocked the whole racetrack. That damn LTD shocked the whole track. It shut the track down.
I got to say one thing. Scott, Tight, y'all some bad motherfuckers. Again, I'm going to say this again. If you got a flat hood, streetable car, you ain't even got to have a flat hood. If anybody sit like that LTD, come on. We trying to go with it, baby. We trying to go.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good event, man.
I got to tell my guys again, Scott, Tyke, y'all, yeah, it's on, baby. It's on. We are taking applications, baby. Y'all want to get a job with it? Come on and see it.
Yeah.
Hey, June.
Yes, sir.
Hey, June. I got one thing to say. I want to shout out Reggie Harris. Reg is a bad man.
Yes, sir.
Reg is a bad man. I watched Reg run that whole event. And I was watching him from afar, listening to him all day, watching him run around all day regulating, and watch him run them lanes. I told Reg, he said, just watch how I do this. I sat back and took notes from him. Reg, you a bad man. I told him last year, he's talking about how somebody else needs it. I said, no, nobody else needs to do this. This is your job here because you're running these lanes up here. You're running the show. Do what you do. We don't need to go get a Woolly Dog arm or Pro Stock Joe. We got Reggie Harris.
No.
Reggie. Y'all kind, man. We're just trying to get some passion, baby. Just trying to make people happy with the event, man. You know, we're a team. Like I said, me, Schloss, Chad, and Lil Tony, we just try to make it happen, man, for everybody. And, you know, you got to do what you got to do. You got to improvise, and you got to be what you got to be because everybody is, you know, Schloss doing his thing on the cameras, and Tone's trying to, you know, do his thing. Chad has his own, you know, thing trying to get the car down the track, and you just got to, it's got to be a filler, man. You know, everybody just got to do what they got to do, man, and I got to do what I got to do, when I got to do it, and where I got to do it. So I appreciate it, Fred. But, you know,
No doubt.
You ready to do these lines?
Hey, I'm going to call on mute, guys. I ain't got no voice, man. I'm going to the
To the greatest show on earth this weekend, you were the ringmaster, baby. No doubt. Tony. Come on in.
Hold on one second. A big shout out. We got to give her some love. Miss B for running that shootout. She did a hell of a job.
Yes, she did.
Big shout out to Miss B.
Yes, she did.
She ended up and showed out on that shootout.
Yes, she did. Big shout out to her. Tony, come on, baby. Notice has been served. Motor City Mafia in the house, baby. It ain't no bullshit.
Take,
It's real. It's real, and it's here to stay.
Tone, you online? Did he drop off?
No, it's still open. He's still open. But yeah, come on, Slash, open it up. Hey, Meatball.
All right, I'm opening them up right now. 313-7450, your mic is open. 313-7450, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Slouch Jr.? What's happening?
What's going on?
Not much,
man. What's up, man?
Just ride or die Pine.
What's happening, Pine? What's going on, man?
Man, I can't call it, man. I'd just like to congratulate you guys on a beautiful show. I don't think no one for a couple years is going to outdo you guys with the amount of grudge races.
One show, right.
You know, from the Ride or Die family, We all had a beautiful, beautiful time. I mean, I am a little upset that we didn't get the chance to engage with that that luxury photo family car that Junior paid. That they go down.
Are you screaming? You regret that shit, and I asked you 1,000 times about getting your ass in the beans.
Well, man, Well, come you on. Know, we had who is that? Tank Man?
That's my man, baby. Come on. Come on in. Yes, sir.
Is that my man, Tank?
Yeah, what's going on?
What up,
man?
What up?
I can't call it. Did you guys have a good and fabulous safe trip back home?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. A good trip back home.
Somebody out, and you sure did. You sure did.
Yes, sir. I mean, we couldn't do nothing but you know, show you get the party going. You know what I'm saying? It was going to either be us or Young Money. You know, they probably was going to try to open up the show, but you know, we had already had one locked and loaded.
There you go. There you go.
Yes, sir, and I like to, you know, give it up to Reg, you know, for doing his thing up there at that starting line. You know, I didn't have no staff shirt on or anything, but I was, you know, really up there, you know, trying to do the best I can to get people back too. You know, Reg was like, Pine, I appreciate it, man, for your little help, man, and you know, the little gratitude that you helped me out up here, man. But you know, I have no problem with you up here, man, but I need your help. I said, Reg, no problem. And you know, I threw my little thing in. You know, y'all people got to get back, man. You know, it's a lot of people here, man, and they really would like to see this show get on. They not going to race while you guys are just standing up here doing nothing.
You know, it's one thing to be on the line, and it's another thing to be on the line and be aware of your surroundings. You know, it's easy for one of those cars to get loose coming out that burnout box. It's easy for one of them cars. You don't know what can let loose on one of them cars. You know, and if you're not aware of it, you in trouble. You know,
exactly.
At times,
Shout out to Pine. I'm gonna get right back off, June. At Pine, I appreciate it. Big Tone, Freiburger, everybody.
No doubt.
Last minute. I appreciate y'all. Pine, real deal. I really do, man. Thank you.
No problem, Tone. I'm gonna make it on the ninth, man. And if you guys have a staff shirt for me, I'm gonna wear it with pride.
There you go. That's what's happening, man. Again, I have this to add. You know what we seen yesterday. What we seen yesterday is a testament of the support the fans and the racers have showed to the Motor City Mafia, to Little Tony, to Slouch, Reg. And we can't do nothing. I say we as a family, because that's what the Motor City Mafia is a family. And we couldn't do what we do without yous. You know, big ups to the fans, to the racers, because without your support, wasn't nothing like this going to happen. The Midwest is on the map. The Midwest has shown that we motherfucking grudge racers. Come on.
Hey, June. I was wondering, are you guys trying to make it up here on the ninth?
I'll be there on the ninth. We still gonna try.
Who gonna be on the ninth? That's Tight Man.
No, it's Slouch.
Oh, Slouch, I know you coming. I mean, Junior, you know what I'm saying? We would love to have, you know, Motor City Mafia, you know, in the house, you know, Peso and Wayne, you know, they came out and did their thing. They supported y'all, you know. I'm sure they understand, you know, if y'all can't make it, you know, but I know they would really love to see you guys in the house.
Hey, Pine. The Motor City Mafia will be in the house.
That's what I was talking about, Mr. June.
I got one more thing
to say, and then I'm gonna go on mute. I think they're gonna try to have the gay ghost there. I think they really want to get back.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, with regards to the logo, I appreciate y'all, Ronnie. I appreciate y'all giving us that race. It didn't turn out or go the way I personally would have liked it, but. I'm going to tell you this. We're going to sit down and renegotiate this contract, but I'm going to make sure I dot my I's and cross my T's to the last letter. And if we come out to an understanding, I'm going to tell you like I told you last night. All I want to do is beat your ass. That's it. So yeah, I'm gonna tell y'all one thing. My man's give me the green light. When my man say go, you know, I understand the man's position. I kept riding out there to him. Come on, man, let's go. Why? Because we fighters. We trying to go. We trying to race. You know, I understand the difficulties they had. It happens to everybody. But if we can renegotiate this, we try to go every day of the week. Every day of the week, baby.
Hey, you ready to open up some of these mics? We got a lot of people.
Come on, open it up.
We got a full house here over here.
Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir.
Junior, Yes. What's happening, man?
Man, my main man, what's going on, Tom?
What's up, Tom? Meatball, everybody, what's happening? I'm a little hoarse, so I'm sitting back, but I want to personally thank everybody that came out and supported us, and you know, all the teams, Ride or Die, Never Scared, Wicked Quick, Young Money. You know, everybody came out and supported us. Everybody brought their families out and broke bread with us, let the kids play on the in the bounce house and whatnot. You know, we appreciate everything and everybody that came out and supported. And you know, we got to give mad props to Young Money, because they said it was going to be the Young Money takeover. Them guys took over. I mean. And they wasn't no pushover races either. No, them guys showed up and showed out. But like I said, I out there screaming and hollering all night. I'm a little hoarse. I can't hardly talk. But I just want to thank everybody for the support. And like I heard y'all saying that it'd be a long time for somebody can top what we did yesterday. You know, the crowd participation and the grudge race participation. It was, what's saying, was Slouch 43 confirmed grudge races?
43,
yeah. And what was it prior to that? We heard the record was what, 23 or 24?
25 or 26 by week, they say.
26, okay. Well, I'd say that we you know, all of us together, you know, we raised the bar.
Yeah.
That's right.
I mean, we all really appreciate that, and you know, we hope we can continue to raise the bar. So I'm going back on mute and just listen.
Hey, Slouch, let's open them up. Hey, Tone. Motor City Mafia has served notice, baby. Y'all, you know, I don't say this in an ill manner. Y'all thought it was a joke. Y'all thought we was a bunch of computer nerds or something. Motor City Mafia in the house when it comes to this grudge racing, baby. It's on. It's definitely.
I also want to give a big shout out to Gold Rush. They came all the way from Georgia up here. You know, they didn't get a race off, but they came all the way up here to support us. I just want to tell them that thank you for coming out to support us.
Them boys wanted to go, man. Them boys wanted to go.
Oh yeah.
They definitely
oh yeah. And give mad props to Coop Performance. Coop came up, showed up and showed out. You know, he brought his squad with him. You know, the lottery ticket, them guys came, you know, ready for war. I mean, we had they came from all four corners of the globe, and they came to engage.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Let me start open up some of these mics. 248.
Hey, June.
5963.
Yes, sir.
248-5963. Your mic is open.
All right.
706.
Hey, June. All the thing I want to throw out there. Yeah. You know, with the grudge game, we got all kind of people in this game. And when you throw a show or an event, and people come and show support, man. That says a lot about the promoters and the people that's involved.
That's correct.
I think it was a hell of a show. Enjoyed myself. And I look forward to the next one, man.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we appreciate you guys making the long haul up here. Definitely appreciate it, man. I got one more, which we cannot let go by. US 131.
That's right.
There is not a grudge track in the Midwest. that can engage the way those people had that track.
Yeah.
Big shout out to the crew at 131. They gave us as racers everything and more of what we needed to do what we do. Big shout out to them. Definitely.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. All right, let me open up this mic, Junior. 708-4855, your mic is open.
What's going on, fellas? What's happening?
What up?
Hey, what's going on?
What up, man? It's Tate.
Yeah.
Tate the Great.
It's the greatness, baby. What's happening, Tate?
Oh, nothing much, man. Just goddamn it took the time to call in, man, and congratulate you boys on a hell of a show. It ain't just me on the line. I got old Don Ye, the Black,
sir,
on the mic as well.
Yes, sir.
And I'm sure he'll say his piece, but I want to just say, man, congrats, man, on a hell of a motherfucking show. Everything that went down there, man, was over-exciting to me. I had a blast. One of the best events I've been to in a long-ass time. And, man, y'all keep up the good work, man, and keep doing what you're doing, man. It's a beautiful thing. Beautiful track, beautiful facility. And, man, I give y'all boys hands down, man, thumbs up, bro.
Yeah,
a great time.
Yeah. Y'all came out. You showed up and showed out, too, baby.
Hey, Tate the Great. Hey, yeah. Tate the Great. Yeah. Yeah. In October, Inquiry Minds want to know, is Casper going to be there? Well, I don't know who Casper is, man. Casper was friendly. I keep telling you.
I don't know.
Come on, Tate.
Get to him, baby.
I got an unfriendly ghost. Casper was friendly.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
I want to say this. They want to know, is Casper with an attitude going to be there?
Man, as long as the good Lord will and everything work out for me, man, hopefully I had that thing in my possession, man, about 30 or 45 days, man. So, if I have it in 35 or 45 days, I'll definitely be there in October. Hell, I might try to make a run for the 30th.
I'm gonna just say as what you and Junior and Don Yates and Boogie say, if you have it in your possession, down on somebody as you going.
You, man, you already know, man. I got in the motherfucker car yesterday and played around with somebody, man. If I come to track the race, man.
Yeah, you, Tay, you sure snuck in through the back door and knocked somebody upside their head real quick. Oh yeah.
You know, I come out, Julie. You know, I come out this closet and said, "Fuck it, man. Hey, I'm gonna have a little fun." Why the unfriendly ghost still in jail right now? Well, the ghost in prison right now. So I said, I broke on out, goddamn it, and getting jumped in. So I'm gonna have me a little fun, man. That's what it's about. Shit, everybody having fun. I'm gonna have fun.
Hell yeah.
That's what's up there, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joey. I guess goddamn Tate said everything I was gonna say, man. It was a hell of a show, man. They really put on. Man, all you guys, Slouch and Red and Tony, y'all did the same, man.
I apologize for Slouch. Mr. Danye, how you doing, sir? Tell us what's going on, baby. I said, Mr. Y'all seen that Fade to Black go into the back, did y'all?
Oh, it happened. Somebody got background noise, Junior.
Yeah, hey, Slouch, if you can get whoever it is.
I know who it is.
Okay. Danye, tell us what's going on, brother.
Tell us what you got going on this coming weekend, man.
Yeah, yeah. Real quick, though, man, you know, anytime we own the property, we come to engage, no matter where we at. So we going to make it do what it do.
That's what's up.
But, man, I want to thank Tony and Slouch and Red and all them for putting on the show. Red seemed like he was having a rough time up there in them staging lane, man. Boy, he had to please a lot of people at once. They was getting it in up there. But August 2nd, the Super Bowl of Grudge, Cordova Dragway, Cordova, Illinois. I'm having a race. We're going to have a big time shootout, 5,000 to win. Gates going to open at 10 o'clock. And it's going to be some of the same thing, some of the baddest cars, Grudge cars in the Midwest come out looking for action. Man, I just hope I get the same support that from the Midwest, from like Lil Tony, you know, all the guys up in Michigan. I hope I get all the same support from everywhere, not just Michigan.
There you go.
All over.
Again, you know, we need
for everybody.
We need to support each other's up here. And Danye, I mean, everybody on this line know who Mr. Danye is. And he supports everyone.
Everybody. And that's what it is. It ain't just, even aside from him. I mean, he one of our own. Y'all one of our own.
That's correct.
The South support each other on the regular, which we welcome them anytime they come. But, you know, if we don't support each other, man, and keep our own races alive, it's going to be tough on us, you know what I mean? And I know for
a fact that
every time something happened in Michigan, Chicago come through and support strong, man. So if y'all return the favor, man, and come on down, like Michigan got another race. Michigan got another race on the 9th, you know what I mean? If we able, we're going to support. We just got to support each other, man. We got to go on the limb and support each other, man, and come out. Don't worry about where the race at or how long the drive is. Come on out, man. Show your support. Whether you bring a car or not, goddamn, it don't make a difference. Hell, I've been going to races all this year, and I ain't got a car. But I love the sport, and I try to go support everybody. You know what I mean? So let's come together, man, and take care of each other, man, on these races, man. Give put on a good show, because without the cars, we can't get the fans. You know what I mean? If we got the fans and we ain't got the cars, these shows ain't going to last, man. These good races ain't going to last. And that race yesterday had a good mixture of Chicago, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio. I mean, it was a good mixture, man. Let's keep this going, man. To keep this Midwest shit real strong, man. We going to race each other. We on the property. So let's show up to show out.
That's correct.
Hell yeah.
Hey, I had a mystery man. He kept on running in my trailer and running, man, you know. Every time I walk in the back of my trailer, on the back of my car, there's a bunch of money on the floor and, you know, on the car. And then at the end of the night, he come up wanting to collect. God damn it. I'm going to find out who this mystery man is. He was throwing it in there. I didn't even see him.
He was
in your pocket and he was running.
Right. Hey. You don't know who that was. Maybe he on his phone. I think he on fucker. Hey. Some bitch came and put some money in my pocket too, man. I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
That's how you doing so fast. I couldn't even see him.
Hey, Danye, so he was just throwing money in your direction, trying to see if he fall in the pot. Is that what you said?
Man, hey, he's throwing it in the trailer, man. He was just throwing it in the trailer. Hey, you responsible for that, hey.
Maybe he'll come on out and confess on his phone, on his mic, man. He'll come on out and confess who he is, man. State your real name, sir.
Hey, Danye.
The blender. I said the blender.
Danye, what happened to you and Junior's race?
Junior paid all the punk out money. He I think he hurt the car. That's what he told me. He hurt the car.
Man, Junior made 50 motherfucking passes chasing that number, goddamn. He seen that. Hey, he seen that motherfucking black thing go down there. Junior seen that black thing go down there with the wings stuck out. He said, shit, he told Bookie, he said, Bookie, one more pass. He made one more, came back, and says, Bookie, maybe one more. Shit, he was going to keep making. Junior was going to keep making them motherfuckers. That motherfucker, either that bitch was going to blow up or the track was going to close, one or the other. Yes, sir. He said one more pass, man.
I know one thing. Danye, you made a statement last night, partner. That fade the black is not to
hey.
Be fucked.
Junior.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Hold on one. Danye, stay on the line. I got somebody that needs to talk to you. I got to call him in right now. Well, hold on one second. I got to call him on the show number.
Uh-oh. They don't want no problems.
I mean.
Hopefully they do. Hey, Tyke. Hopefully they do. What are you talking about? Hopefully they do.
I can't throw nothing up there right now. I'm home.
I knew he was gonna confess sooner or later. Throwing money in the trailer?
Hey, tight. It's called Western Union. Shit. as long as it got his name on it, he responsible for it. Shit.
Hey.
Yeah,
tight through that money and say, man. Hey. You're responsible for that right there. I'll be back later for it.
There you go.
Yeah, that motherfucker signed a fool, boy.
It was good money, though, wasn't it?
Hey. Oh, yeah. Hey, he told me, man, one thing I know is in my favor is, long as my buddies is down, I'm down. And got there and shook my head with a bankroll. I said, look, what the fuck is you doing?
Yeah, that guy's rough. Hey, man, it's like this here. I see you guys eating, and you think I ain't going to come over there and ask for something to eat? Yeah, come on.
Let me call Avon Freeway. Hold on.
All right. You say, hey, so you got to be quick. You say, I'm hungry. You think I want to eat, too?
Exactly. Where they do that at?
That's right. That's right.
I hear you,
Junior.
Baby.
Yes.
Junior.
Yes.
Oh, here they go right here. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, we here. What's happening?
Oh, he ain't click
here.
Over yet.
Who we got here?
No. Oh, did you notice the way Kanye said that with that bass
Hey, Slouch, you got me peeking out the curtains, man. What's up? Who this? What's going on?
Yeah, the goddamn mystery caller.
Yeah.
I don't want to say no names till they get on the line.
Well, and I understand that, Slouch, but then I know how to address it, whether or not I hit them with my grudge. My grudge line is state your name and your business.
Yeah, you got that shit right.
Well, while we're waiting on them, let me open up some more mics.
Come on then. Let's go.
248.
Hold up.
Oh, hold on. Wrong one.
Go ahead, Steph. Definitely. August
708.
August the 2nd, gentlemen. Show your support, man. Show your support.
Cordova Dragway.
Yes, sir. Go on, run it by him again. Give him the info, Danye.
August 2nd, Cordova Dragway, Cordova, Illinois. Real easy to get to for the Midwestern guys. 94 coming out of Detroit, Michigan. 94 to 294 to 80 West. 80 West to exit 1.
Yep, straight shot.
And on your way back, if you want to engage with some more action on Sunday, we got some racing at Byron Dragway. So come on down. Come on down. We're going to make sure y'all get a weekend of drag racing up here.
Yeah. It'll be worth your travel.
Definitely.
And old Randy, I know old Randy was mad at me. He might not talk to me for about another week or so, man. He got his race back. They got the race back with Gold Digger.
Man, Randy better get out of his feelings, man. To my doubt, you did. He ain't do nothing wrong, man.
He gets caught in his feelings, you know. I just don't understand. I guess Aaron, when I get up there with Aaron get a little nervous. He get a little jumpy. He ready to go.
Yeah. That's what
pressure.
It was. I think he jumped on the treads. Aaron jumped on the treads right before he even turned the bulb on down there.
pressure is a motherfucker.
Yeah. I was saying myself while I was looking at it. I'm like, well, damn, why Aaron getting on the treads break so fast?
You know they say
shit, he knew he had to go. He knew he had to go. Goddamn, Danier was knocking the tree down. Hey, Danier, I see you done added a switch in your car over there.
What switch?
You.
What switch?
You, the one you triggered the tree with.
And the one I'm tricking the tree with.
Yeah.
Is he tricking the tree? Is he tricking the tree, tight man?
Hey, Danier.
Yeah.
Hey, Danier. All right, they on the line right now.
Okay. Go ahead. Who is this?
Ahead, you
state
are.
Your business. Junior line.
Hey, Abe, you on?
Okay.
Man, come on out the closet, man. Who is this? I know he didn't say Abe.
God damn, you call a motherfucker that don't even want to talk to Slouch, the man don't even
want to
open his mouth.
Hey, Slouch.
Yeah.
Hey, Abe, who'd you want to talk to, Abe?
Nobody.
Oh, okay.
Huh?
He said, are you serious?
Sir,
get out of his own way, man.
Hey,
he's a homosexual.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Here we go, gentlemen.
Here we
let's
go.
Let's get it started.
Junior.
Yes, sir.
Junior.
Yes, sir.
Charles had all this suspense thinking this mystery man was somebody, man. They don't remind us of nobody, man.
I mean,
Stay open the motherfucking mic up that can't drive a Hyundai.
Mr. Abe might be wanting to congratulate Danier. You know, I mean, sir, speak up, sir. Come on now. One thing we don't do is bite, not here. At the racetrack, it's a different story. But on the phone, we will not bite and we will not mute your mic, sir. Come on.
Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir.
Man, Abe is a nobody, man. Can I say one thing for you, Junior?
You can say whatever you like, sir.
Slouch, open up another line. Come on.
Who is that?
Who is that? Fine, man.
Hey, fine. That ain't how we do that. That ain't how we do that. It's called next caller, please.
Let the man. He might got something on his mind. What's on your mind, man? Speak your piece, man. Come on.
He got to tune his motor phone.
I thought you said, hey, hold up, Junior. I thought you said you don't mute nobody's mic. Is his mic muted? It got to be.
He in the bush. I'm going to tell you this right now. The board lit up like a Christmas tree.
Ain't no
motherfucking mic muted. Come on, baby.
I thought you just said the rules is you don't mute nobody's mic. They can all speak their piece. This man ain't saying shit.
He's still in the bushes.
Hey, I'm sitting here listening. My mic was sitting. Y'all can't hear me. Oh, he said, well, Abe, he just said it like he was calling to say something. Well, how was the event? Fuck it. I just asked some questions. Fuck it. Hey, is my mic muted?
Nah, I didn't mute the mic. They can hear you.
Mic ain't
Man, y'all talking to an uncolor coordinated motherfuckers, man.
Hey, who the hell making these color comments now? Is this Mr. Timo? Timo, what's going on, man?
What's up?
Happening?
What's up, Junior?
Man, shit, it's a great day.
Hey, Woody, I'm trying to open your mic, but you got too much background.
I went to US 131 last night, yesterday, all day, and had me a blast.
Junior, I was over by you, and I was trying to talk to you, but you was in a deep conversation with Street Team. Did y'all get that race off? I mean, I didn't see it, but did you and Street Team come to some kind of agreement?
Yes, we did, sir. I don't like putting people on blast. The race did not turn out the way we wanted it to.
Junior, put that weak ass bitch on blast.
On the first one, he paid the punk out. We had a lock in for a well-known undisclosed number. That got cut down. Damn it, the chum change. But when it was all said and done, all we wanted to do was beat his ass, which we did. And we will race him and beat his ass on different terms, different conditions. Because I don't like wasting people's time. I don't like having my time wasted. I understand that things happen, but I ain't got time for that bullshit. You know, but I appreciate them giving us the action. So all them other guys that got these streetable type cars that sit the way that LTD sat, no disrespect to no one, y'all some faggots. Y'all could have had us all day long. Hold on. There's a guy that coulda, shoulda, woulda. We was on the premises all day.
Well, I'm just talking about the stacks. His stack got a car sitting like y'all. His old Delta 88.
His car not ready, Timo. He's going to bring the cover.
Okay. Yes, sir. Yes. Yes. That's all I can say. Yes. but again, I appreciate them giving us that race. We definitely want to engage. You know, we got three other cars in the camp that definitely want to engage, but I also seen that they was trying to put gorillas on Vegas. Now, at some point, yeah, we're going to have gorillas for them gorillas too now. But we'll see when we cross that bridge, see what they're going to bring next. I got to say this. I got to. And I don't know where you're at. Young Money, get your ass on the line, baby. Come on.
Chris might not open his mic up, man.
I gotta give my man Randy and I gotta get Squinchy on the line, man. Y'all ain't bullshit. Y'all said y'all was trained to go and y'all went. I gotta give it to him. Chad, yeah. We need y'all to come on, man. Y'all did y'all thing. Y'all showed that y'all were the best. Now, for them fake-ass races, I said this a couple. We got some background. I said this a couple shows ago. For you fake-ass races, you fake talk show internet. What's that other thing? Facebook races. Y'all got exposed, man. Y'all got exposed. this a man's world here, baby.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes, sir.
Hey, forgot to give my man Jeff Bungus Caro. He did pretty good. Give big shout out to Jimbo for getting that cut down the land also.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Jimbo, brand new car. Only got a couple passes on it. I'm gonna say this: that man there, he gonna be a force to be reckoned with also. And if anybody knows, you guys know, Jimbo's gonna go. Jimbo definitely gonna go. I can't wait for them to start doing what they do. Cause it's only gonna get that much better. That Darth Vader, baby, can't wait to see that guy. John Doe, you know I was cracking all them Doe is a deer joke and all that other shit. John Doe is the truth, baby. Y'all got another one there.
Bad boy right there.
Hey, Slouch, go ahead, open up some mics. I have to get off for a minute. Go ahead. Hey, Meatball.
If you're not talking, please put your phones on mute so we don't have the background noise.
Hey, can you do me a favor? Just run this for a few while I take care of this real quick. I'll be right back on, man. I apologize for that, man.
I'm going to go through some of these mics.
Okay.
Damn, hold on. I got kicked off. 586. Okay, I already got you that one.
586.
5455, your mic is open.
Flowers, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Man, you heard it all day. You're going to keep hearing it, man. This pace, I just wanted to say, man, I want to thank you and Reggie for the hospitality. Had a great time, man. I think I played about 40 miles on my scooter because I recorded so many damn grudge races. And I'm over about 85 gigs in video, and I know you can relate to that. So, man, I'm rendering Johnny Quick accident. I just got off the phone with him, man, and he hurt, but he's doing all right. It could be worse, so it's good to hear from him. And Turbo GT and those guys, they in good spirits. Their spirits are lifted, so. Too, man, I just wanted to thank you guys for the hospitality, man. It was a good time yesterday.
Hey,
oh yeah,
hey,
no problem.
Hey Peso, man, hey. We appreciate you guys coming out, man. August the 9th, gentlemen, show your support. Tell them what you got going on, Peso.
Man, August 9th, we try to do something a little different, and I like what Slouch did. He kind of reminded us that grudge racing is still one of the biggest and most exciting things to watch, but we're going to do it a little different on the night, and we're going to have a $10,000 shootout with no entry. What that means is all you pay for is a tech card, and we just created one of the best plans that I've personally seen myself do with shootouts to make sure that this event is ran very smooth. We also will be having a streetcar shootout to show attention to both classes. You know, everyone can go, you know, sevens and sixes to the quarter mile or out the back door and all that. So we're going to entertain a little bit of both. And we also got some major grudge races locked in, man. So Milan Dragway, August 9th, gates open at 10, racing starts at 12. And one thing you better believe is that ain't no party like a Milan Dragway party because they don't let us stop. So we racing at 3 a.m. As long as that track got traction, we're going to have a good time, man. And if we got to buy more hours like stopping them there, we're going to do that, too, to make sure the racers can get them races off. So I hope to see everybody there. Cordova, you know, we're going to be at Donnier race on the 2nd. So it's a busy month, man. And I heard whoever was talking earlier said it's the best. We have to continue to support each other and get everybody out to the track. So it's a good month. It's a good year. And I can't wait to see what else happens the rest of this year.
Oh yeah, we gotta support each other, man. That's the key.
Hey, but listen, Slouch. This is gonna come up later on the show. But I heard and Junior. Hey, Junior. First of all, was you at the track, Junior?
Junior got offline.
Was he there?
No, it was Junior at the track.
Yeah, he was there.
Oh, man, I was trying to meet that man. Me and Brian Davis was looking for him for a minute, man. I was like, I want to meet Junior. But anyways, with that being said, I heard through the grapevine that somebody didn't pay a punk out yesterday. And I'm going to leave it at that. Y'all can own up on my head.
Nothing about it.
Young Money.
I don't know nothing about it.
You don't know nothing about it?
Nope, I don't know nothing about it.
Young Money.
Man, I heard, let me give you a little bit more detail just to clarify, because I know you got a lot of listeners tonight. Somebody told me that they were there with their car making passes. The other person's car, and I know the names, but I ain't going to say nothing. The other person's car was there making passes. The other person kept saying, well, I need to get a test hit. The other person kept saying, well, go ahead and let us know when you're ready. And then the other person said, well, if I'm not ready by 11 o'clock, can we get the lock-in? And long story to be told, the other car that didn't get paid did have a grudge race. So technically, that car was ready. So if I lock in with you, Slouch, and you waiting on me, but you go ahead and get some other races knocked out, that means you here. That means you ready to race. So that means if I don't come up with that punk out money, technically I'm in debt to you. So, you know.
Young money.
Hey, Peso.
Yeah,
Peso. Why don't you just say who it is?
Hold on.
I'm going to tell you why you should say who it is. To eliminate that problem out again. That guy should not be allowed to lock in nobody verbally. No fucking more. See, that's where the problem coming in at. These guys talk crazy, get on these shows, and lock in because they're under pressure, and then they really don't be wanting to race somebody. Then when somebody goes outside their head at the track, man, it's going to be a problem. Everybody ain't going to let you keep sliding when you lock in and don't pay. Say who it is. So if it's a guy like me. If that guy talking to me on the phone about locking in, and I already heard before he don't pay, I'm going to tell him in the door, sir, only way I'm locking in with you is you got to put your money up. Give it to a neutral person. Other than that, ain't no sense in me talking to you because your word ain't shit. We got a police to lock in shit. Because they start to try to make it seem like locking in ain't no good. Locking in is the best way to get a race. But these fake-ass motherfucking racers, the internet racers, fucking the game up, man. They just get on these talk shows and on the internet and say, oh, it's a race and we locked, and then get to the track and hide in the bushes and shit. We got to start exposing these motherfuckers, man.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, I just text the individual, and I you know, they leave my mic open, and if the person calls, because I don't know, Tate, if they resolved it. So I'm going to leave it at that. You know what I mean? Because
tell the guy that didn't get paid to call and put the other dude under the bus so nobody else don't
exactly
have that problem, man, because everybody ain't going to keep going for that. You're playing games. If you race somebody at the track, then evidently your car was ready to go, but you didn't feel like you can win. So you just don't want to pay me my money. That's going to be a problem, man. Everybody ain't going to keep looking over that type of stuff, man.
I agree. Well, Slouch, leave me open. I'm going to see if I can get a hold of that individual.
We're here. We're going to be here for a minute.
Yeah, we got to start policing these people, man. Or
yeah,
put them on blast. That way nobody else don't get caught in that BS. You feel me? That's how they do on racing, y'all, gang, y'all. Anybody out here that buy shit for racing, y'all, they know how it go. If all you gotta do is look a guy's name up. If he got bad paymaster, or he don't send the parts he's supposed to send, or he don't do shit,
hello,
they red flag his ass.
Hello.
Yeah, let's start red flagging the guys who don't pay their
loan. Hey, Tate.
Yeah, what's going on?
I got the guy on the phone, Tate. Hold on. He's going to state his name in his business.
What's going on? What's going on?
Who is it, man?
This is Ronnie, man.
Ronnie, that man. Ronnie, man, they red flagging you, Ronnie. We got the lock-in police. We finna start the lock-in police squad. And they say, yeah, don't want to tell you locked up. What's going on? State your case. You're on trial.
Who said I didn't want to pay the lock up?
It was just told that you had a race. Your car was running down the track. You raced somebody else. You had another lock-in didn't pay the other.
No, no, Ronnie didn't get paid the lock-in. I just didn't state
the
name.
Oh, okay.
So Ronnie,
I thought you said, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Ronnie, put that motherfucker on blast who didn't pay. That way we can red flag his ass, and nobody ain't going to verbally lock in with his ass because his word ain't no fucking good.
Oh, Cecil ain't paying.
Who? Cecil?
Cecil, yeah.
Okay, well, we know Cecil a bad paymaster. Everybody on the phone?
Only way
Cecil.
He ain't paid Lil Will neither, though. He ain't paid $200.
Okay, well, that's even worse. But see, that's what I'm saying. Everybody needs to know this. Because if I don't have a car in this class, but if I lock Cecil in and he don't pay me, I'm going to be mad, man. I want my money, man. So everybody knows now Cecil is a bad paymaster. Don't verbally lock in with him. If you want to raise Cecil, have him put his money up, man. That way he keep bullshit down. Because somebody going to get mad sooner or later about that money.
He said Slouch is supposed to have his money. But, I mean, that's here now, or whatever.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Slouch
don't got nothing
to do with it. You do got some guys. Hey, check this out. You do got some guys, unfortunately, that really ain't that well off far as cash. So they might be locking in their last money. And if they're the type of person that that's their last money, they going to pay you if they lose. They going to want their motherfucking money, man. And they're not going to take no for an answer. So some shit going to go bad around here sooner or later, man. I'm just trying to tell y'all just how we can stop this shit in the dough. I ain't saying put your hands on them or nothing, but let's red flag them. And that way, we ain't got to have a commotion no more. We'll police these people who are not paying. If you don't pay, if the guy don't pay you, get on there, put him on blast. If he get on the mic and justify it or get squashed, that's different. But until then, if he don't pay, everybody knows, don't lock him in.
Hey, Tank. Hold on, man. This is Randy. This is the CEO. Now, I hate when fake motherfuckers get on the phone talking about somebody to pay Rodney. Bitch, you and your boy walk over there and say, and you and Cecil didn't agree to
talk. No, I asked Cecil. No, I told Cecil.
Man,
I want
fake
to dinner
motherfucker.
He said, man,
right
I ain't. He said, hold on, wait a minute, Randy.
Randy,
please,
you get on this show, man, and talk like somebody just paid you some lock of money.
Randy,
but one, Lil Will got paid. You and the guy that owned the ghost came over there, and I walked right over there with y'all, and you and him agreed that y'all was going to do it on a later date when both of y'all was ready. Did you or did you not? Don't get on this phone with that fake-ass shit, man.
Hey. But that's after I asked to get paid. He like, man, I seen you was having problems. I said, yeah, but I came over here and asked you, was you ready to go?
Hey, listen, Ronnie, man. Don't get on the show, man. Hold on, man. Don't you get your ass on this show, man. And do that shit, man. I don't like that kind of shit,
dog.
Y'all, as two men came up with an agreement, man.
Was he ready to go? I asked him multiple times. Hey, Randy, what you want me to do, man? Cry because the nigga ain't gonna pay? I said it was some bullshit, you know, like I know that's bullshit, man. You and that man came over there and agreed and shook hands on that shit.
Then you get your fag ass on this show talking about somebody didn't pay y'all.
Randy.
That ain't right, dog.
He didn't pay, dog.
You know it ain't about no punk out money. Because we all could have put $50 or $20 in and gave you that little punk out money if that was the case.
Randy, he didn't pay, dog.
Then you say Lil Will didn't get paid.
I'm going to tell you exactly what he said. He said,
hey, listen, man,
y'all was having problems. I figured y'all didn't want to go. I said, but I can ask you if you want to go. We was having problems,
right.
But we still was ready to go.
Ronnie, when y'all came over and said that, Reds was already saying it was over with. It was 10 minutes left for anything to come up, any grudge cards come up. So at 11:45,
that's why he came when it was the last
10
minutes left. Now, I gave a nigga the whole night to get ready, man.
Ronnie, I'm talking about what I heard.
We got time to get in the lane.
I'm talking about,
we got time to get in the lane. You know what he said?
Hold on, man.
Hold
on, man. Listen, I'm talking about the conversation I walked up on when y'all was standing right there,
man. Look.
And you told me to come.
Right,
hold on.
I'm gonna tell you.
It's you and your man told me. Y'all pulled me over in the conversation. Y'all say, man,
yeah.
Damn.
And what I asked you when I pulled you over, I said, how many times I came over here and tried to erase this car? You said, man, I don't know what you was doing when you was over here. You trying to act like
you
didn't know I was trying to go.
You ain't said, listen, you ain't say one thing to me all day, Ronnie. Ronnie, you ain't saying, I ain't talking to you all day to 11:45.
I said, how many times have I came? But you seen me come over there asking him, was he ready to go?
Listen, Ronnie, it ain't about all that, man. What did you and that man agree on?
What you mean it ain't about all that, man?
We shook hands, dog.
If I'm asking the man if
you
ready to go on,
listen, hold on. You, what's your boy name, Ronnie?
Randy, what else is it about?
Hold on. What's your homeboy name?
What else is it about, though?
What
else is it about,
Randy? Hold on. What is your homeboy name?
That's all I'm about to say. This is all I want to know. Anybody in graduation, if you walk over to a motherfucker all day and ask him if he's ready to go, all the way up to the last 10 minutes that they call you in the staging lane, what the fuck do you mean a motherfucker wasn't trying to go
right.
Or he ain't supposed to get paid no lockup?
What I'm saying is us as men, dog.
If anybody
hold on,
I wasn't supposed to get paid no lockup and I've been asking to go
so
all
day,
you're right.
Listen, dog. If people was wrong, I'd be the first motherfucker to admit that. But your fag ass came over there, man, and agreed that y'all was going to do it on August 9th or whenever you said y'all was going to agree. Did you or did you not?
Because he didn't pay. Because he said he wasn't paying.
What you mean? If a motherfucker owe you, you're going to get paid. You want to get paid, you're not going to agree to nothing else if a motherfucker owe you something, man.
Dog. My man
said,
look,
I can't stand with motherfuckers get on these talk
shows,
man.
Can we do it on
a
later day?
We had a good, listen.
My man said,
listen, anybody on this phone, know we engaged yesterday. We ran every race we was supposed to run. Only race we didn't run is because I ain't say nothing about it and he ain't say nothing about it. Junior, with that LTD, we was supposed to race him, no. But I ain't say nothing about it. I don't know if I was ducking him or he was ducking me. But we ain't say nothing about it, so it didn't go down. But that's the only race we didn't run that we was supposed to run yesterday. Y'all agreed, man. So don't get on this show and act like didn't nobody pay you no punk out money or... Or somebody owe you
y'all
something.
Said, he
y'all
said he wasn't
agreed
paying.
On that shit. Man.
He said he wasn't paying. He said, but he said he wasn't paying.
What
though.
You mean if a motherfucker owes
you? You understand what I'm saying,
I ain't gonna tell.
He
hold
said
up.
He wasn't paying.
I'm motherfucker gonna tell you
he's
not paying.
He said, dog, I ain't paying on that. Dog, y'all was having problems.
Let me get Steve on the phone, man. So
he said y'all was having problems.
Let me get Steve on the phone, man. So he can explain to y'all how this fag ass nigga get on his phone and say somebody didn't pay him, man. Hold on, man.
You know what the problem is, Ronnie got to slow down on knocking all those races, man.
Hey, but look, we was going to go, and if we wasn't going to go, y'all was going to get paid. So I don't care if I lock you in
$2,000. Ronnie and them will pay. What was wrong? Why Caesar didn't race him?
As a matter of fact, let me tell you something. Well, you can ask Junior. I paid them and then locked in right in for the same race behind them. We paid them and then raced them again. That wasn't the original race that had happened. We paid them locked up first. I cashed him out locked up first and then renegotiated another race. I ain't got no problem with paying nobody, man. Everybody in this world will gamble with
hold
me.
Hold on, man.
Anybody
on
this earth will gamble with me. Anybody on this earth.
Right.
Yeah.
I got Cecil on the phone.
Yeah.
Now, Cecil. What hey,
Ronnie.
Hey,
Ronnie.
Hold on. Hold on. Before you go anything, now Cecil ain't been on the phone. None of y'all. I just clicked Cecil in. He was out doing something with his girl or whatever. He ain't even on the show. Before we go any farther, Cecil, what did you and Ronnie and the guy that owned the Ghost come up with yesterday?
We'll race on the 9th or the 30th or something. The next
now
noise.
Tell me why this fat ass motherfucker get on the phone.
Okay, now hold on, Randy.
He didn't
pay
punk out money. And got paid some.
When
everybody else calling
there,
trying to put
Cecil.
A bad name on us.
When I came,
dog.
Cecil, when
hey,
I came
Ronnie.
Over there,
look, first of all, Ronnie, you talking like you the motherfucker that got the money gonna pay. You weren't gonna pay shit. Your man got the money. Let's get that established first off. Motherfucker, you know what the fuck the bet was. If you really want to be truthful about a motherfucker, y'all niggas old. Y'all supposed to have been in the lane at 7 o'clock. Even though my car was broke, we still was in the lane. Y'all motherfuckers didn't even come to the lane. So don't start that gay-ass shit spreading rumors, dog. Don't start that bullshit, nigga, like you really like that, man. Don't start that whole-ass shit,
see,
dog.
See,
you know what the
where
fuck the bet was,
through?
Nigga. Don't nobody give a
where
fuck about no $1,000, nigga. We took about $40,000 or $50,000 to the motherfucking track, nigga. Don't start that bitch shit, dog. Motherfucker, you on the line like the fuck y'all some motherfucking real niggas or some bullshit, dog. Don't start that gay-ass shit, dog. Don't put no name. Don't start no rumor shit.
Was we ready to go?
I wasn't ready to go shit. First of all, your motherfucking ass wasn't even there at 7 o'clock. So why the fuck you starting that gay-ass shit, dog? Don't nobody. Nigga, we won all yesterday. We went 4-1 yesterday. So why y'all niggas weren't even ready yesterday?
You say
no, you wasn't there at no 7 o'clock, motherfucker. Stop that bullshit, dog. I told you. See, y'all niggas, man, with this gay-ass
Cecil,
shit,
man,
talking like y'all really about that shit. Look, we better keep this shit racing, dog. Let's keep this bullshit racing. First of all, because the fuck y'all lost every race. If anybody's supposed to be paying punk out, y'all niggas supposed to have been paying it. Y'all ain't right. Y'all talking about y'all locked in 10 to 14 race. Y'all niggas ain't raced nobody. Y'all got y'all ass beat by Junior now. Y'all better stick with that. Motherfucker, y'all was going to lose. My car was hurt, and we ain't make no excuses or none of that. I paid Lil Will. Lil Will.
Before you
Will.
Go home, hold on, Cecil. Did you or did you not pay Lil Will?
Yes, I paid Lil Will.
See, all these motherfuckers get on the phone and say, you ain't paid Lil Will, and
man.
You owed
him. How much was you supposed to pay
Lil
Will and what you paying?
These motherfuckers is faggots, man.
I tell you what. This go out to the motherfucking race world. We ain't pay nobody. Get paid then, motherfuckers. Told you, you niggas better keep this shit racing. Telling you, motherfucker.
Cecil, calm down.
I'm just saying, man. I fuck that calm down shit, man. Niggas spreading that rumors and shit, dog. We won all our races. We paid everybody we supposed to pay.
I'm not even trying to argue with you, dog.
Well, you get on the show with that bullshit talking like you a gangster or some shit, man.
Nigga, they called you and asked me why I didn't get paid.
They ain't call you shit.
They ain't want to pay me. Nigga, what you mean they called me, motherfucker? They clicked me in on this shit.
The fuck y'all say we ain't paying?
They called me and asked me.
The fuck, man? You and your man can't. See, first of all, this is what we going to do. We going to the source. We ain't talking to the help no more. Fuck you help-ass niggas, dog.
We
going to the source. The nigga that got the money. Y'all niggas ain't got two pennies to rub together. Talking like y'all motherfucking gangsters.
I called my man. You asking who paid them punk out. You asking who paid
out of Ronnie, hold on for a second. Cecil Ronnie, calm down with the N-word. We trying to get rid of that N-word on this show, man. Just, you know.
I understand.
They just need to move on. The race didn't happen, and then they raced. Cecil, y'all raced when y'all raced all the other shit. Fuck that shit. Ronnie, just slow down on locking the races in. That is it. And then Cecil. Man, fuck it. Go back to your old lady. I come over there, have a drink with you later on. Calm you down.
No, man. But you know what?
Yeah.
Everybody paid that Cena said they didn't want to go. They paid. When
I
me and Junior were supposed
listen,
to go,
man,
I
just wanted to clear that shit up, man. That's
Cena
all, man.
Today, did we want to go all day? He said, give me a minute. I respected that. I say, all right, dog. That's cool. Let me know when you're ready. I walked up with him at the last minute. Before it was time to race, I said, Cecil, you going to go? I can't even go right now. The car broke. I said, well, come on up off that lockup. Oh, man, fuck that and all that. I'm like, man, what you getting all hostile for? My man said, Ronnie, man, chill out. Don't even worry about it, dog. You don't want to pay? Just give us another race. See, though it go back to the same thing. He didn't want to pay. I don't care how mad he get. He know he didn't want to pay. That's why he mad. I'm not mad because he would have got paid. He would have got paid regardless. I don't give a fuck where the money was coming from. If he would have got money in his pocket, don't lock in if your niggas ain't going to back you in. If that's the case, period. I don't care what Randy and none of y'all niggas say, period. The nigga didn't pay.
Hey, listen,
that's all it is.
Listen, man. At the end of the day, we, for one, Ronnie, we talked about this shit already. For two, you let everybody else, put everybody else in the middle of this. When you got my number, you got Cecil's number, you got Cut number, you got everybody number in Young Money. You was just at our shop the other day, dog, sitting with all of us.
Yeah.
Why would you put everybody else in the middle of this without calling there one of us first, dog, and saying this, and get everybody else on the phone talking about Young Money this and Young Money that with all this fag-ass, gay-ass shit, we didn't pay something. Y'all came up with an agreement, dog.
Randy, I just got called in on the show, man. I wasn't even listening to no show.
Well, whoever called in, man, whoever want to put that bad, listen, whoever want to.
I called in, and they put me up. And when I called in on the show, they asked
guess
me
what,
why
though.
I wasn't paying.
Guess what, though? Guess what, though, right?
I said, I'll pay everybody. I said, I'll pay everybody. And they asked me what happened.
So that's other
motherfuckers. So I got called.
Then, trying to, you know, put a bad name on me. In other words. Because I know what I
heard. They
ain't
trying to put a bad name on me. They asked me what happened. And what was real is real, Randy. On everything I love, my dog, you
listen,
know I ain't got no problem.
I don't listen.
You know I ain't got no problem.
I don't know what y'all talking
no
about.
Fucking love. I done came
listen.
Next. The nigga didn't pay.
I don't know what y'all
mama.
Talking about.
I said,
I don't know what y'all talking about beforehand, dog. But I know the conversation I walked up on. And I know what I heard. And what
Randy,
I heard,
when I asked you what you going to pay, what you
say? Raise on a later date, dog. That's what I heard you say, dog. So don't get on the show trying to put
But Randy,
trying
you
to
heard that after
name.
The man so say
dog.
He ain't going to pay, man. After the man say
I don't
he ain't going to
pay,
dog. I
don't know what that
dog.
Man said. Listen, if that man
it's
told
a,
it, me,
it's a man,
if, right, if you would have told me you wasn't going to pay me, ain't no motherfucking way in the world I'm going to agree to race you on another date. Because, nigga, you don't pay.
Hey,
first man agree to race
look,
you on another date.
But you know what? You see how Cecil was getting? My man just wanted to avoid all the confrontation. That's why I said that. He said, man, don't
it
even worry about
no
it, dog. Just calm down. It was about a confrontation because the nigga was getting mad because I was trying to get paid.
When you and your man were standing there talking to
Cecil. Our car was fucked up, but we were still ready to go. Period. Little Tony walked up and
said,
and
I just know what I walked up on and what I heard, Ronnie. I ain't heard
I'm telling you what it was, dog.
Or if I did, I'd have came and stepped in the middle of it.
Hey,
I didn't hear none of that, dog.
Ask your whole camp all day. Ask Matthew all day. Ask your whole camp all day. How many times was I coming over there like, man, Cecil, is you ready? Man, I just need to do some more testing. I wasn't even tripping. Our time was I wanted to tell him, motherfucker, testing, we hurt. We hurt right now.
You say what now?
$1,000 out of me before this bitch break down. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, come on, man, let's go. We testing. I come back over there. He putting Willy bars and shit on the car, trying to put them on there. I didn't even see him go up the track with them bitches on. I say, man, you
Rodney,
ready? You want to run me with
listen.
Willy bars on?
Oh, no, all right.
Man, I'm
Rodney.
Testing right now. I'm
all
testing.
Day long, man, I ain't see you, man. All day long. I ain't see you the 11:45,
man. That nigga fake as hell, man. Fake.
Ronnie, I didn't see you not one time.
See, so you know what,
he talked about he was there at 7 o'clock. Man, stop fucking lying, man.
Cecil. Everybody knew I was there at 7 o'clock.
Man, get the fuck out of here. If you was there at 7 o'clock, you would have got paid. Or I would have got paid.
Listen.
You niggas talking about all that shit, talking about y'all locked in 14 races. Man, y'all niggas raced one time and got y'all last beat.
Cecil, and we lost.
Yeah, I'm here.
Cecil, did I not try to?
You was gonna lose too if my car would have been working. My nice, everything was
okay,
fucked up on my car.
Listen to me. I didn't want to engage with you, man. Where you at? I'm gonna come bring you your money.
Man,
I didn't try to
man get
you.
The
where
fuck
you
out
at,
of town.
Man?
No, nigga,
where you,
you how you
right
listen?
Now, nigga, I'm
listen,
bring
I ain't
you
even finna argue no more, dog.
Somebody
listen, whenever the next
man,
time you
man,
niggas want to race, let
man,
me talk to your boss. Let me talk to the boss.
Somebody
I don't want
to
talk to the help no more.
Hey, I'll come bring you $1,000, nigga. It's not an issue. Where you at right now, man?
Get out of here,
where
man. Get out of here. I don't need that little shit, dog. I'm
where
out here
at,
eating right now, dog. I bill about $1,000. What the fuck you talking about?
Somebody was supposed to get paid. Ain't nobody get paid. So evidently, I was
okay,
going to
well, I know how
saying.
The fuck. I don't know how
that's
you niggas going to get listen, first off, we talked to old boy. We talked to old boy, man. We ain't even talking to him no more, Randy, because my man came over there like a dog, like he's supposed to. He came over there. He was like, man, we'll just do this shit another time. This and that. So what the fuck is you talking about? Why you on here talking like you really, you done something, man?
Dog,
how much did you have with $1,000? $200?
To get paid. What you mean? Damn,
man.
I just know what I heard, man.
He didn't pay
like
none.
Hey, Randy.
My
Randy.
Man didn't pay none.
Hold on, everybody. Hold on, everybody. See you soon, Ronnie. We got to get a hold of this show. We got other people want to talk on this show. Y'all can go back and forth. We still have to make this show move on.
We have to make the show move on. We got people waiting. We got to go on with the show. Have to go
on. There ain't nothing else to talk about with that. But, yeah, now, yeah, you still on that, man. I'll be there on that, man, Saturday, man, to get my get back, man. You know, I was kind of upset with you, man, but I ain't going to cry over spoiled milk, man. You know, that was Aaron's fault, man, that he got up on that, you know, did that. But although, you know, when we got to the track, man, we asked the track, was it an auto start in the 7-second rule, and they said that, man. He sat there for 14, 15 seconds, man. And
sure
go
did.
Ahead, man. So at the end of the day, man, who wouldn't be mad? But like Mike Man said, man, we had a good day, man, and we can't cry with spoiled milk. But I'll be down this Saturday to your show, man.
And we paid, so we ain't giving a fuck about that. We lost, shit. But we'll be back. That shit one shit.
Hey, Randy.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we still on,
yeah.
Right? Randy, say something.
Yeah.
Y'all hear us?
Come on, Danye.
Oh, okay. I knew my phone had dropped. Yeah. Danye, go ahead, Danye.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, man. You can't burn down a nitrous stop. You already know. I got a nitrous car. You can't burn me down. That's just driver error, really. No,
I mean, you know.
No matter what kind. If you watch me and watch me over the years, man, I do the same thing every time. Some people say I'm the slowest person in the world to stage. But if I turn on one beam first and I finish doing my thing, you ain't got no bugs on, I'm going to double bug you. I'm going in, man. I'm not waiting on you. I'm ready.
Right. You're like I said, man, I ain't gonna fuss with proud about it. We had a good day yesterday, man. You know, it's just, you know, I mean, you know, anybody know if it's an auto start and it's seven seconds,
even it, you know, when we do these grudge events, auto start should be off anyway. You know, we don't have no auto start on.
But that ain't
what
they told us when we got to the dragster. We asked that question. You know what I'm saying? Just so we know. You know.
Yeah,
if it's, you
know, at
these
grudge events, auto start usually be off. Yeah. And whatever we work out, that's what we work out. You know, as far as coming in, usually you don't have no problem with.
But if you're sitting at home, if it's auto start or not, if one person ain't got one bull bone, and even if you go in there, cut both of yours on, I just feel ain't no. Why would you don't get on your trash break until that other guy light his bulb up? That's when you get on. You see what I'm saying? I mean, that's just to keep yourself in not being in a fucked up situation of burning yourself down, whether it's auto start or not. I ain't gonna get in if a guy sitting there fucking around, dicking around with one bull bone. I might double bulb his ass, but I'm gonna still just sit there. Until he turned that second one on, then I'm going to get on the two-step.
Yeah. I mean, that was just air, man.
If the car go down the track, y'all got action. Ain't no problem. If it goes straight, we're going to have it in the shop tomorrow morning. And if it goes straight down the track, y'all got action. Y'all already know. We gonna engage.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all, man. No. But we on mute, man. Y'all go ahead, man. I'm listening.
Before you go on mute, is that goddamn John Doe gonna be there?
Man, you already know, man.
If it ain't ready, just display that pretty motherfucker all over the world. Fuck.
Yeah, you already know I'm gonna be in the building, man. You know, hey, this the Young Money World Tour, goddamn. We everywhere. We at every race.
I heard that, goddamn. We just take that motherfucker from state to state, just goddamn, and put it out there for a photo shoot.
Shit, we ain't just showing that motherfucker up. We can go down on somebody else with it.
Hey, man, that motherfucker sure look good on the photo, goddamn. I've been looking at all the photos.
Get down,
it look good.
Wait till you see it go down the track.
Hey, Rent.
Yeah.
Y'all show up with that motherfucker on Saturday. Y'all got the back time, man.
Damn. Hey, after we fuck that taxi car Saturday, Daya, we gonna take the cliff from your motherfucking bad like you was off.
I like that too.
Yeah, we're gonna play with you all day, man. That's your second time getting away from us like that, man. I'm sick of you.
That shit, Randy, said that shit ain't gonna keep happening, goddamn it.
Nah, that shit can't keep happening like that.
Yeah. All right, Randy, let me open up some of these mics.
I do something to Aaron, that's all, man. I make him a little nervous.
He'd be all right, man. We just got to let your ass stage first. Fuck that.
Mm-hmm. We going to play that stage game he play.
There you go. I mean, shit, you come. I ain't going to be on the break.
It's
no,
only
I'm
business. It's
now.
Only
I'm
business.
Be ready. Yeah, I'm
it ain't
be
ready. Personal. It's only business.
Man, that's all.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the name of the game, though. You just got to be ready for anything. Still grudge racing.
Yep. Yes,
I mean,
sir.
If you want to burn a mother, hey, listen, real talk, I ain't seen nobody do it intentionally in a long time, just being devious to try to burn a motherfucker down. But if you want to, who say you can't? Ain't no rule say you can't burn a motherfucker down. If the person's stupid enough to get in there and get on that motherfucking brake and goddamn it, sit there and burn this shit up, that's on him. But I ain't seen nobody do no dirty shit like that in years. But at the end of the day, it's still grudge racing. You got to be on your square. Don't get on that motherfucking two-step guy. They did, Plumber Kevin did that shit with the hooker. I forgot who he was racing down in Mississippi. That wasn't the other guy's fault. You know what I'm saying? That's your driver's fault, man. Your driver got to be prepared for this shit, man. When you go in them beans, motherfucker, it's war. This ain't no team shit or friendly sport. Yeah, man. We gonna get his motherfucking ass back though. We got him. what thing a motherfucker know, Randy? Goddamn. You ain't gonna lay down on your stomach, big guy. Well, motherfucker, know you gonna go. You gonna go back to war, kid. It's all good.
I've been out for a minute. I've been out for a minute, but what Randy is this?
Hey, Junior.
Yeah, money, baby. Man, listen.
Hey, Junior, that motherfucking LTD run pretty good, motherfucker.
Listen.
Good.
Hey, listen, Junior.
Man.
I just said it. I say, shit. I don't know if Junior was ducking me or I was ducking him, man. But he ain't never come over there and say nothing about that race. And that motherfucking LTD looked real good.
Man, that motherfucker looked good.
I don't know if he was ducking me or I was ducking him, but we didn't get it off.
We ain't talking about the LTD. We talking young money. Let me start from the top, man. John motherfucking Doe.
Hey, Julia.
Yes.
I told you, man, when that motherfucker hit the surface, baby, he gonna be a bad man.
Now, wait till we make some passes with that bitch.
Yes, sir. I gotta give it to Young Money. I gotta give it to Squinchy. Y'all showed y'all asses.
You see how Junior talking like a real motherfucker. This nigga Ronnie get on there talking bullshit. That's how racing's supposed to be. That's how it's supposed to be.
I'm gonna say this, man. Y'all did what y'all said what y'all were gonna do. Y'all said y'all were coming. Y'all said y'all were gonna try to engage. Y'all did y'all thing. I got much respect.
Junior, we brought six cars, Junior. And we ain't make no complaints. A couple of cars acted kinda a little funny, but we still raised, we won, we paid.
Now, I'm going to say this, between me and Randy, yeah, we was looking at each other from across the gate, and I mean, truth be told, I wasn't ducking. We weren't ducking with the LTD.
y'all were definitely engaged. But I honestly thought we had bigger fish to fry, and the motherfucker slipped out my hand. You know, that was my mistake. I take full responsibility because I was a little bit lenient and unclear about how I did certain things. I'm going to say this. That party's over with. When I go to lock somebody in, y'all better bring y'all attorney because I will have the lawyer with me. I'm going to make sure that every I is dotted, every T is crossed, and every motherfucking penny is on the line.
Hey.
But, again, hey. y'all showed out, baby.
Yeah, man. You know, I heard that you ain't get it off like you was supposed to get it off with the whole street team and all that.
No, it didn't go like that. And again, I hate that my guys, you know, made the trip. I'm grateful they made it down here. I'm grateful we were able to get something off. But I don't like arranging things for people and they just don't work out the way they're supposed to. But that was my mistake that fell on me. But with this being said, the motherfucking LTD, y'all seen I did not lie about that car. That car is exactly
that's one
as
thing
I
can say to you. I looked at that motherfucker, man, and it was everything you said it was.
Yes, sir. One thing I am, I'm true to my word. I don't need trickery when I know I'm coming to beat your ass. I'm going off of what we got and what skills we have. I don't need to trick nobody verbally, which I know word for word I can get down. I can get down with the best of them. I don't need that bullshit. You know, grudge racing as a whole. We don't need that. Leave that trickery shit. We come from the streets, but we on center stage. Yesterday, the Midwest, again, if I miss names, I apologize because there's so many people there, man. So many different crews, so many different cars, races. But the Midwest, Motor City Mafia, Young Money Never Scared, all the guys in the shootout, Fade the Black, Most Wanted. I mean, y'all showed out. And truth be told, on a world-class scale, the Midwest ain't to be fucked with. Whether you got a nitrous car, a turbo car, or a street car, I'm going to put it out there like that. Motherfucker, we ain't to be fucked with. If anybody feels different, y'all know where we at. Come on. Same way we travel, come on. Put the trip in. Come see us, man. But, again, you know, my man Tony, you know, he a little bit hoarse right now. I know he's tired as hell. I know on his behalf.
Yeah,
Motor City Mafia, we couldn't have done what we did yesterday without the support that you guys gave. And, you know, we're going to give the support in return, and we also ask that every single one support each other. You know? Midwest ain't no bullshit, baby. Ain't no bullshit. Young Money, did you get a trophy, baby?
Yes, sir.
Did you get a trophy? That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir. Actually, we left with like six or seven of them, Joey.
That's what's
Everybody
up.
Everybody got a trophy.
That's what's happening, man. That's what's happening, man. We gotta recognize.
He was supposed
man.
To race some guy and... He pumped out. The guy that's supposed to race pumped out and wouldn't pay. So they said, no, you wouldn't race.
Well, why I get the pump out money? You know what pump out money is? When you got a bet to race for, say, $1,500,
$2,000. Hey, can I ask who's speaking? Hey, stop.
I got it.
Well, we thank you for your technical advice, sir, and the definition of punk out. We appreciate that, too. But we got some mics, man. Come on. Let's open this shit up, baby. Let's go, man. Get my
right,
A, man. Where the hell is Squinchy at?
Let's take it
for a
while.
Your mic is open, man.
Why you ain't talking? Squinchy, your mic is open, man. You've been open for the whole show. Squinchy.
What's up?
Man, listen. Hey, man. Any other Sunday, I turn the board on at 7:45, y'all time. You on there at 6:30, bro. Where you at, man?
I'm right here.
Come on. Let's do this, bro. Hey,
I gotta ask you something real quick, Squinch. What's up with the September gig?
What's up with what?
You hear me?
I can't.
No, you got somebody with some background noise.
If you're not talking, can you please put your mic on mute, your phone on mute?
Please.
What's up with what now? The September deal.
I'm trying to get that together now. I'm trying to get a track down south, rent it, so we can put on a show for the Midwest takeover in the South, so we could get all these guys from the South to come on and race us. We right now we're trying to get the track locked in, because the one track that we had picked out, and they got with me, but then they turned around and had something scheduled, or I guess their hometown people had more pool than I did, and they took the date away from me. So I know more about what's going on this week coming up. And by Sunday, I'll make an announcement with a track, because I will have something confirmed this week. I just had to get through this event, because this was a big thing for me.
You already know 100% you got my back. I'm down with it.
We're going to get
sir.
It on. Junior!
Yes,
Junior,
sir.
Man.
Dark,
I kind of lost my voice.
Dark, hey, I'm going to say this. I ain't being on no funny shit. Boy, I've been sucking on honey all day, because if not, I ain't going to make it through this show. I am not going to make it through the show, man. Dark Vader, baby, was in the house. Yes, sir. One thing I say, y'all weren't playing, baby. Y'all were not playing.
No, we got it there. I got it finished. He ain't get to do what he want, because it was money. It was money over playing, you know. I had races to do. I didn't, you know, and if I didn't get the races down, I paid. I made sure everybody was happy, you know. I got to give a shout out to Mario. Mario and the tight man still on here with his ignorant self. Them's my mans. Anything they ever want, I'm going to make sure they got it. We raced the bill collector. They put their best on us. They sent Chris Tootin on little Chris. Chris got him, but that car's more than what they saying it is,
baby. Hey, Squinchy. Street car, baby. Street car.
Hey, Squinchy. Yeah. Hey, man, Mario got away with that motherfucking car, too, man. He supposed to bring me the title and left my car out here, man.
That car getting Young Money put all over it.
Hey, at the end of the night, man, he say win, lose, or draw, man. He was supposed to sell me that car, man. He got away with that motherfucker.
What car is that, Randy?
The bill collector.
Bill collector.
What's the Mustang? Oh, that Camaro.
It's a white Camaro.
Okay.
We
had
that.
Hey, Hey, that's three car style right there, baby. That's a bad bitch.
Everything is in that car, gentlemen. If y'all don't know, full interior radio, you're driving the stove. It's just a bad, bad, bad car. You know, and they put, but they put their best in there because I showed up wanted Mario to drive, but they had to go to get Chris Tootin in there to get it done because.
Hey, Randy, we need to get that motherfucker LTD from Junior. That's a bad bitch. I like that car.
Gentlemen, y'all can get in touch with me after the show, and we will definitely speak on this. Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir. I am dead serious, gentlemen. I am dead serious. call me, please.
Junior.
But yes. I gotta say this quick. Little Chris. I keep saying that young boy did his job out there. I will definitely say that when y'all put him in Darth Vader, and y'all know I always speak like this, y'all motherfuckers in trouble. The minute y'all put that boy on that gorilla, y'all in trouble out there, baby.
Hey, Junior, the kid
is badass. Yes, sir.
Look, Chris trying to go, baby.
I just don't like he got that little look like, yeah, motherfucker,
hey.
I got you now, boy.
Hey, he a silent ass. Hey, he gonna smile at your face and cut your motherfucker head off, boy.
Yes, he is. I give him his props. And he went out there, whether he was outgunned or not, he engaged. I didn't see him get rattled not one time. That boy driving like he driving to school or he driving to the grocery.
Like he's been there already.
Yes, sir.
My fault. My Bluetooth cut on by mistake.
Yeah.
Hey, Junior, did y'all fuck Street Team slow or did y'all just ram it in the ass?
I mean, he had technical difficulties, so, you know, which honestly, I think his difficulty was the minute he locked the car in. But I mean, who am I to say? But they made an effort of it. But I will say this: hopefully, they will get that car sorted out, and when he does. Based on this, if the car isn't gone, we will engage anytime he won't. We will engage with that car.
I mean, did y'all cut the hazards on too? Oh, man, that was an insult to injury.
I didn't see that part, sir. I didn't see that. I'm sorry. I had to say I didn't see that part. But
we got it on film.
It was a good day for us, but truth be told, this about the event. This about the racers.
Yeah, having fun.
Fans. I met a lot of guys. Twinch, Randy. I mean, the list goes. Again, I apologize to everybody. There were some ladies that I was introduced to that are fans that listen. They said they listen to the show. Every week, I was able to meet them, and I mean, honestly, I was humbled by it because I don't do this for nothing other than the love of racing. But
that's what's up.
I mean, I'm very grateful, and like I said, I was humbled, you know. But shit, we did our thing, baby. You know, the Midwest, Motor City Mafia, we did our thing, and that's all that matters. And we're going to continue to try to do the best we can, you know. What y'all see out there, yes, sir.
You're going to be down at the other, you're going to Donye race, the next race you're going to be at.
Yes, sir. God willing, yes, sir. And I'm trying, you know, as I explained before, you know, I got some difficult personal issues that it makes it hard for me to move around.
Yeah.
But if I could, shit, I'd be at every race every day of the week. But yeah, there's some that I will make it to. There's some that I'll miss. Not because, and I'll be truthful, not because of this, as some do, well, I ain't going to show him support. I don't play that bullshit. If there's racing going on, I'm trying to be there. I'm trying to see it, you know. But,
hey,
yeah.
What's going on, man? You all right?
What's happening? Shit.
What's up, man?
I heard you was in the house. I did not see you, sir.
I didn't see you either. We ain't bump heads, but I lost my voice from yelling all day yesterday, man.
Yes, sir.
So,
yes,
man,
sir.
I just want to tell you, hey, where's Slouch and Reggie at? They still on?
They're on there.
What up? I just want to tell y'all, man, good show, man. I had a good damn time, man. I swear to God, it went too fast, man. You know what I mean? It was like, you know, 1 minute was 3 o'clock. Next minute, you know, time to go home. What the fuck you mean it's time to go home, man? I'm just getting started. I'm fun.
You right about that.
Hey, is it a possible way we can hook up something so it could be a 2-day event? 2-day of grudge race, like a Friday and a Saturday?
Right. Hey,
we're on that right now for a 3-day event.
Yeah, that's what's up, man, because like Wayne said, man, shit. It went too fast, man. We was driving home last night. Man, I went to sleep three times. My man had to wake me up. I was on my way into the wall, the ditch, and everything. I was through.
Not
to cut you off, Cecil, man.
Oh, man, it was real thick, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Cecil, let me get this real out with you. I had a good time, man, you know what I mean, and man, that was all right there, man. But I'm gonna tell y'all something, man. We got a good thing going on up here, man. It's Detroit, Chicago, it's Midwest shit here, man. Look,
yes,
we ain't gotta follow nobody no more, man.
Big Wayne.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Can you please repeat what you just said? Please.
We ain't got to follow nobody.
Thank you.
The shit I seen yesterday, man.
Yes, sir.
I mean, dude, y'all going to start following us.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Because the shit I see, and first of all, you know, John Doe, bad bitch. But that motherfucker,
yes,
Chatty Kip.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, crazy.
Yes, sir. Baddest man on the property. They showed it yesterday.
Hey, he gave me that wink. You know, everybody know, man. Everybody's in fast cars. Everybody that be engaged. I asked him. I said, I don't know what your car run. But when your shit right, just give me that wink. Chad gave me that wink. I got to tell you, with that man right there, man. You know what I'm saying? But down here and them, man, y'all looking good, man. Everybody came out, did their thing, man, and I'm going to be at Down Yet Race next week, man. Hopefully I have my voice back by the end and shit, man. But we all right up here, man. Thanks, Laos.
That's it.
Red, Julia, little Tony. Y'all put on the good event.
Hey, Wayne, before you go, what's up with your race?
Yes, sir. Come on.
Hey, man.
Come on. Make that noise, baby. Make that noise. Come
on. Look, man, we giving away $10,000, but don't underestimate, man. We still grudge racers. That's what we do, man. Grudge racing is first and foremost, man. Now, the shootouts, don't get us wrong, man. I love watching this shootout. And y'all put on a good one yesterday, man. But grudge racing, that's what we do up here, man, and we ain't going to stop, man. You know what I mean? You see your man, you go get it. And then my man Johnny Quick. Hey, man. Man, Johnny Quick been going at it for years, man. And, you know, he done got into a lot of people got into him. But one thing, man, I know, if I want Johnny Quick to understand, man,
no matter what, man, everybody respect what you bring to the game.
Yes, sir.
I mean,
yes,
I don't
sir.
Think nobody want to have an event if Johnny Quick ain't there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right,
so, man, get well. Get well. Keep doing what you do. Do you. And everything else take its place, man.
He'll be right back. You know Johnny ain't finna lay down. He'll be right back.
Yeah. And to my man Jimbo, y'all better watch out.
Wayne, I said it earlier. I mean, y'all, I personally, I don't know Jimbo. But the reputation that he has, you would think that man is 7 feet tall. Y'all motherfuckers got trouble when he sort that bitch out. He ain't got but a couple hits on it, and that bitch look good. Yes, sir.
But again, man, before I get off here, man, we got something special up here, man. Let's hold on to it. Let's build on it. Let's do what we do. Donye, I see you Saturday.
There you go. There you go. This gentlemen, this is and ladies, I don't mean no disrespect. This is what this is about. You know, we do a lot of trash talking. I mean, we get on each other's nerves, but you know what? This is what it's about. When we show each other the support that we need, can't nobody across the country fuck with us, man. That's it. I personally don't care what goes on outside the Midwest. I love the action. I love hearing about it. I worry about what goes on in my house. I ain't worried about what goes on in anybody else's house. And we looking good. So far, we looking good, baby. Again, Wing, I appreciate you coming on. This Never Scared Fast Racing, August 9th. Y'all know where we going to be at. Y'all know where we going to be. Yes, sir. Yes,
hey,
sir.
I'll be on BET show Wednesday. I heard Tony Bynes going to be up here on the 9th with his RC car.
Yep.
I'm going to lock him in with my RC car.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Let's get him.
August, real quick,
August 2nd and 3rd. Let's
nice.
Roll, baby.
Yeah,
but stay on with us, Wayne. We're gonna open up because I just see we got a ton of hands. We got a ton of
all
hands
right.
up. Go on, open them up, Slides.
248-8504. Your mic is open.
Hey, 313.
Yeah.
You see, Meek and Leon,
yeah.
I'm on there. He just hit me and said he got some shit to say.
What is it, 219? What is it?
Hold on.
I thought I opened his mic up.
Hey, in fact, hey, Tay, you say Meek and Leon. I'm going to say this.
You said what?
You said Meek and Leon. I'm going to say this. Leon blew the trans. Came back, put a trans in there. He engaged, blew another one. Leon trying to go. Leon.
He is 219-2285. My fault, Dre.
I don't care what anybody say. Leon trying to
man,
go.
Man, that boy a fool.
Five.
He's a whole fool, man. That man said, hey, he ain't paying no lockup.
That's right. My man Vaz, you looking good.
Yeah, I'm pressed
the pump. You coming around. You coming around. And
yeah,
I'm going to tell y'all this. For those that don't know, the man that was driving Vaz's car, we all know him in Chicago, known as Rabbit.
Yeah,
Dante
was saying he used to drive back in the days.
Listen, that man, hey, y'all seen that tree, didn't y'all? That old motherfucker ain't no joke. He ain't to be played with on the tree, boy. And I'm glad again, guys from Michigan may not know him. Guys from Chicago that do know him, I am definitely glad. He an old school diehard to the bone grudge racer. And I'm glad to see him back out there. Definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, and for the record, I'm glad to see old Fall got down to get a win on his belt. I'm glad he
yes,
engaged.
Sir.
That's what this shit all about, man. Get up there, have some fun. We talk a lot of shit to each other, man, but hey, Fox out to you, bro. We got down to get the W, man.
There you go.
We know that
tell, tell me
how the
fuck
drug race and shit didn't light the fire on a whole lot of guys, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, I mean,
Leon,
I guess.
Is Jeff
on there from Ground to Pound?
I think Jeff from Ground to Pound. What's his number?
Because he the one told me Leon was trying to get on. Him and Leon was trying to get on.
Thank you.
773-7399.
Yes, sir, I'm here. Yes, sir. What's going on, fellas?
What's going on, Tate? What's up, Jeff? Did you say Leon was trying to get on too, Jeff?
No, well, what I'm looking at is this here, man. We got, we had some lock-in, man. You know, despite of the misfortune that Kimo had, I had a $500 lock-in race with him. And I had a $300 lock-in race with Leon. I'm $800 in the hole. I ain't got shit.
Okay, you know what?
I'm going to say this. Let's get both of these guys on the line. I mean, we grown men. I mean, honestly, y'all need to call each other's and discuss that, because I don't want no dirty laundry. Why?
Well, Jerry, you know what?
Don't mean to cut you off, Jerry. It's no problem with that at all with Leon.
It's just, you know, I did see Kimo, you know what I mean? But, you know, Kimo was just like Ground to Pound when in the house.
Then you know what? That has to be addressed. I mean, definitely, one thing for sure, once you guys discuss whatever, if you are not paid, I'm asking you to come back on and call and say, hey, this son of a gun ain't paid me. You know why? Because for me personally, them lockups are sacred, as are them EPs. You know, we have to have some type of honor amongst thieves. And your word is your bond if you're a true man. So if you did lock in, I understand if you didn't make it there, whatever, you have to make it your business to get that money to that man.
Hey,
you know?
I was just gonna say, man, this login shit to me, I really, you know, I don't have no understanding for it. But I think the best thing need to be done from here on out maybe is if you lock in verbally on the phone for a date, say somebody locked in for Donye Race. Y'all talked over this phone over a show. Soon as you get to the gate, you need to go see that man. Put your money and his money with a neutral man. That way, if the race don't happen by the end of the night, these lockups can get paid, man. That's the only thing going to stop this shit. Y'all can verbally lock in with anybody you want. I don't do that. I personally, it ain't but a couple guys that I verbally lock in with. Anybody else, you're going to have to put that money on the wood, man. I'm just being honest with you. It ain't nothing personal. I get me and Mr. B got into it before because he see me lock in with Skin verbally, and it ain't a problem. And then he tried to lock me in on some shit, and I said, B, it ain't personal. You're going to have to bring your money away from the west side, or I'll meet you somewhere on Roosevelt, and we're going to put this motherfucking money up. And he said, oh, my money ain't no good. My word ain't no good. I said, no, it ain't that. I just don't verbal lock in with anybody, man. So in order for y'all to start getting paid, man, where don't be no animosity, no confusion. Y'all, whoever you lock in with, man, maybe you should, as soon as you get, let them trade it right then. soon as you get to the track, we need to put that money in a DP man's hand. That way, there's going to be no discrepancy. End of the night, you can get paid. That's it. That's all.
Exactly. Exactly. You're absolutely right. That's why I said for me and my crew, for Grind of Power, I'm not locking in shit else no more. We're going to be at the track because we travel.
Okay, well, no, I mean, I ain't saying it for you not to lock in. I'm saying the best way to me to guarantee you're gonna get a race or get paid is to put your money up. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, Tate, give me a second real quick. We got background noise there. There's somebody talking that was getting in the truck or something. Can you please mute your mic?
Okay.
If you're not talking, please.
All right.
No. I got some background noise. We're trying to get it out. Then you can come back in. Tate. Hello. Hey, Slap.
Let me find it.
Can you find that, please? But Jeff, I wasn't saying it in the wrong way. We showed something great yesterday, and I mean it is a part of this. We do got a lot of fake ass, no good, grinding motherfuckers that are a part of this, and I don't have a problem exposing when you like that, because you're a disease to what we do. I don't have a problem with that. The only thing is that, honestly, I think you always give a man, you know, give him the benefit of the doubt, give him the option. If that man does not come through, man, please call and tell me, hey, man, this dude is some shit. Because I love blasting people. I love that shit. Because I know the only thing in life you can do is either put me to sleep or make my spit red. That's about it.
Yeah. Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, real quick, man, I want to go back to what Ronnie was talking about and his Wayne talking about his little situation. You know,
I don't know what the situation was because I was off for a minute, but what's going on?
It was something about a punk out being paid, but. What I want to say to Ronnie is, man, and I ain't got no dog in this fight, but whether you get paid your punk out or not, once you agree to move it on to another date, just let it go, man. You know what I mean? If you feel somebody owe you something, let them pay you. But if you agree to do something else and push it to a later date, then just stick with it. At that point, let it go, man. Don't cry school, man. That was the only problem I had with Ronnie, man.
You agreed on something, you get on and talk to her and say somebody owes you something, man.
Randy, once you agree to something, let it go, man. It's over and done with.
Well, hey,
Wayne, me and that guy talked about that ourselves. Whatever that may have been.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I
see,
we can't
go through two or three people.
I ain't saying who wrong. I ain't saying who right. What I'm saying is, once y'all agree to something, it's a wrap, man. It's a done deal. Let it go.
Hey, Wayne Jr.
Yes.
We had a race locked in with Junior and a Mustang, which we raced the car with Gold Digger.
Yeah.
Junior attested it. What did I do, Junior, in a timely fashion?
Yes, sir. He sure did.
Hey, I squint.
What's up? And what did I do? Didn't I give you some of your money back on that? Hell yeah. It was me and your race. So I ain't speaking for Squinty. I'm speaking for Young Money. That was our race.
Right.
So we took care of it. Now, I like to say, I really ain't got no dog in this fight either. But I had went up to Ronnie and them, and I told him, I'll race him. Y'all sitting around waiting. I told them, come on. I said, come on. I'll do your race. And I said, I'll do it for whatever. Because evidently he ain't ready. And I knew what the deal was with Cecil. That's why I went up to them, trying to get him a race. And I came to them three times with that. So they didn't really want to race. They really didn't want to race.
I can't listen just to Ronnie, y'all, because my man, the one that's doing the betting, my man came up to me and Randy like a man. I respect him. He said, man, I tell you what, my guy, we'll just do it the next race or the following race. We agreed to that. But if technically, they owe money. We was in the lane. When my car broke, we was in the lane. We was in the lane ready, and my car was broke from the since we got there. My car wasn't ready. But I tell you this. The next race, at the end of this month, at the next event, they're going to have everything they want. They're going to have everything they want because we will be ready. I went in, you know, speeding, thinking that I was going to be right, and I wasn't right. I paid Will his money. Will came up to me. Will like, man, such, 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 such. He came up with a price and said, see, well, you ain't ready. Well, I'm going to just give me this. I paid him. So I don't know how the hell people get on the show saying that I didn't pay. I paid that man. He ain't had nothing else to say. That's how it's supposed to be. Ronnie's supposed to be on the stage in line at 7 o'clock. Even though we was broke, we still was there. We still was in the lane. Ronnie wasn't there at no 7 o'clock line, so he punk faking.
Cecil, I'm going to say this. You know, just my opinion on it. If a man tell you flat out he ain't going to pay, a person has different options how you deal with that. You either walk away or you blow his mouth out or do whatever you got to do, you know.
Right.
When there's the discrepancy on it, just my opinion, we know how to get in touch with each other at any given moment, whether we have each other's numbers or we know someone who does. You know, I honestly think to keep the bullshit out of the public, you know, you try to clarify, you know, give a person the benefit of the doubt. Hey, man, what's up with this? If they don't, I'm saying this, man, if they don't, then, yeah, call into the show and say, hey, man, I got a bone to pick with this guy. And guess what? Why? Because we need to know who ain't shit in this game. These fake-ass races, Facebook, Internet gangsters need to be exposed. And I truly believe in that. But, I mean, I honestly prefer, and you see, I didn't hear the conversation between y'all. Whatever may have been said back and forth, but I prefer to have that dirty laundry washed at home versus, you know, we got a lot of people that come on these shows. I learned yesterday, I thought it was just the guys, you know. I thought it was just us, you know. I found out there's a lot of older people, older than me, a lot of women that listen to the show, a lot of young folks that listen to the show. We need to expose them to the good that we do, not to the bullshit. You know, that's just my opinion on it, you know. Right now, as grudge racers, as a grudge community, the light is shining. You know, we sure in the hell don't need nothing, you know, taking that shine away from us. But yeah, if Jeff, if anybody, y'all don't get paid, y'all tried to sell it, it don't want to work out, man, come on, put them on blast. Definitely put them on blast, man. But hey, Slouch,
what's up, Jim?
We got any more up there? Hey, man, I need to get the champ on the line, man. I need to get the champ on the line.
Yeah, we got some more.
Yeah, go on, open it up. Which truth be told, if I was the champ of the shootout, man, y'all get in touch with my people, man. Holler with them. Shit. Y'all don't need to talk to me. They did their thing last night, boy.
What's up, Jimmy? All right, 313.
586. 3175, your mic is open.
Hey, Junior, my mic open?
Yes, sir. May I ask who's calling?
What's going on, Junior?
Danny, what's happening, baby?
Come on.
Man, that's not waking up. Man, I'm hey, it happens when you party naked all night, brother.
Man, I had a damn ball yesterday.
That's what's up, man.
What's on that?
Tone may still be on the line, but if I was a gambling man, I'm going to say he passed out already.
Oh, okay. Hey, Tan.
Tan ain't on here no more.
Oh, he needs to address his family members when the gazillion is at the house.
Uh-oh.
Well, she raised the last gift. She's on.
Right.
Hey, hold on a minute, Danny. Louch, can you find out what all that, because I could barely hear it, Danny. Can you find out, there you go, whatever that was. We still got somebody watching the TV or something. Please mute your mic.
Click on the,
can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What was that?
Somebody got some background noise in the back.
Yeah. Let's see if we could clear that background out before.
I just got Chad online. He's on there.
Hey, Chad.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hold on. Let me do this right. Chad, it was great meeting you yesterday.
Yes, sir.
You were the baddest hot rod on the premises, man. Y'all did what you said you was coming to do. You know, I'm a little bit hurt because the check doesn't have Iliano at the bottom, but I mean,
I warned you ahead of time.
Yes, you did, sir. But you guys, I mean, you guys have worked hard on that car. You know, you went through a lot with it. Yes, sir. You got what you had to do. Hey, Chad, give me a second. Let's see if we. Hey, Slouch, can you get that background noise, please?
Put your phone on mute when you're talking, man.
Chad, come on in, brother.
Yes, sir. How's it going, guys?
Good.
Yeah, we took it really serious. Even earlier in the year, when we were doing some of this other stuff, I mean, we were truly actually testing and trying to figure some stuff out and making sure we were ready for this event. We plan on putting on a really good show at this next event coming up, too, so.
Is it safe to say you going after that other 10?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you just like I said at the first one. You guys can go ahead and turn that check to me.
Uh-oh. Y'all heard it. If anybody begs to differ on that, August 9th, he will be there. And you do side bet, don't you, sir?
Yes, sir. I side bet it on every race.
That's what's up.
I side bet it on every race.
I'm gonna say this. Wasn't nothing easy about that race.
No, those are tough fields.
Not one of those cars was a pushover. You know, you guys worked hard. You guys earned every dash. Definitely.
Yeah, we have been there since early Friday morning. You know, we were definitely trying to come prepared.
we're trying to sort out a few bugs. We end up figuring something out with the car, and didn't want to get too crazy with it because of the shootout. But I got to say, Kip drove the wheels off that car and did his job. And Chris Tootin, I mean, if it wasn't for him, you know, we would probably still be chasing our tail a little bit on that car. And he got that car to come around quick once we figured out the problem. And, yeah, we're not done yet. We're definitely not done.
That's what's up, man. You definitely have a hell of a program. And it's working, brother. It's working.
Hey, I'm just one small part.
It's about how good my car.
Hello? Hold on. Hey, Slouch.
Hold on a second. I'm trying. Hey, I apologize for that. If you're not talking, you holding a conversation at home or in the car, can you please mute your mic, man? I mean, we don't mute. It's a rule in the house. We don't mute mics, but come on, man. You know, we need a little bit of help from you guys, man. Hey, stop. Okay, go ahead.
Did he fall off?
You know,
I was just saying, I mean,
yeah.
I definitely think that, you know, we're definitely up here putting on some of the best racing. I mean, every one of those, you know, besides a few little mishaps, I mean, those are side-by-side races. Those are really close. I mean, I was sitting on the starting line looking back and forth from one win like to the next, just waiting to see which one was coming on. That was a lot of really good, exciting racing. Sucks for the guys who, you know, wrecked their cars, but I know they'll be back. Hope Johnny gets better quick, and I hope SBO or Turbo GT and them get back out real fast. And having them, I know they're stepping up their program, and Lucas and them, they got a bad car. I mean, that car is definitely no joke. So there's a lot of heavy hitters, man. Everybody stepped their game up, that's for sure.
Yeah, our season started slow, but the next month or two, I think it's going to get real nasty out here.
Oh, I can't wait to see these cars when the weather drops again.
Yes,
you know,
yes, sir.
That was horrible weather the other day. And for those cars to run as fast as they were in that weather, we were blown away. I mean, them cars were out there running. I mean, everybody was, I mean, you look at them cars, a lot of people were talking about, you know, certain people, you know, in our crew or us having Chris up, and just about everybody has, you know, somebody there that's on a really high level of racing or, you know, a professional. I mean, everybody's coming and giving in 100%, and that's what I think is really cool is nobody's coming in just thinking they're going to either come in and just bulldoze anybody or coming in and thinking that this is just going to be easy. Everybody's coming in 100%, bringing everything every time, and it makes for really exciting racing.
That it is. You guys put on a hell of a show, and for those that don't know, Chad is the Motor City Mafia. You know, what we saw yesterday, I say this as a fan, what we saw yesterday is a part of Chad, his crew, again, Tony Slouch. I mean, for that time, as a fan, we grateful to you for giving us the show that you guys gave. And you winning it is just icing on the cake. Because again, Motor City Mafia ain't bullshitting, baby.
The funny thing is I had so many people coming to me and, hey, do you remember 4 months ago when you told me? Do you remember 3 months ago when you told me? I'm like, I've been saying it for a while. I knew this was, and I was glad it came around the way it did. I mean, and I'm telling you, I think August 9th people are going to see something because, like I said, what we found was a big deal. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. So I think some of these guys are going to lay down some record passes.
You did say to me, I'm taking that. That you did. That you did
hey,
say.
Hey, blame that on Chicago. Blame that on Chicago. Remember when we were doing the Chicago versus Michigan? Remember, everybody said, listen, Michigan has some good, fast, big block and small block nitrous guys. And the Chicago guy said, but one thing Michigan will never have is a boosted cutter on with our cars.
Hey, I hate saying it, Chad, because I am from Chicago. But you are correct. Right now, you showed that that might not be it. And I'm gonna tell you something. I love it because the rivalry, the guys from Chicago and Indiana, especially SVO, they ain't gonna take loss laying down. They coming.
No, they come. Neither does Turbo GT. And we're 2-2 with Turbo GT.
That's correct. That's correct. They coming. Turbo GT.
These guys are so close.
We'll be back.
Yeah, these guys are so close at this level. You know, on certain tracks, there's some cars out there that make a lot more horsepower. The problem is on certain tracks, the track's only going to hold so much, and a lot of these cars are all within that range. They can all run that number on that track if they can get down. And if they can, that means a lot of races coming down to less than a car length at the finish line. That, to me, just makes me want to go out and race right now, and I'm exhausted. I haven't even been to sleep. So I can't wait. I can't wait to see is in store for the rest of this year. I think this is going to be the best racing we've ever seen, hands down. I'm excited. I can't wait.
Hopefully what we saw yesterday is – I mean, it can only get better as long as we keep supporting and doing what we do as racers and as fans. They can't stop. Can nobody stop this? It's definitely going to be badass. And the end of the year, as you said, once this weather starts dropping some. Oh yeah, they're gonna be flying. Oh yeah.
Anybody know? Because I'm kind of excited about this now. Anybody know when this whole Super Bowl thing is supposed to take place, North versus South? Because I think
the
North Bowl sweep.
The Super Bowl is Gagne's race is August the 2nd at Cordova Dragway, which. There's a lot of guys, again, there's a lot of guys that are coming up from down south. And as you know, guys from Illinois, guys from Michigan, that is going to be a hell of a race there. You know, we'd love for you guys from Michigan to come on down. I mean, you know, we don't mind going into somebody else's backyard to fight.
No, you guys have always traveled. You guys have always traveled. There's no question about that.
We love it when they come into our backyard. Oh, yeah, we love the crap at home, you know.
I don't think I've ever been to Cordova. I just heard about this race the other day.
Cordova is top flight. Cordova definitely is a top flight facility. And you can feed it. You can definitely feed it.
Is there a race there other than this following weekend?
You know what? I'd have to see. Daniel, are you still on the line? I don't know of if they
I'm
have
on
any
I'm right here. Hey, who is that? That's Chad or
yeah,
Chad?
Yeah, that's Chad.
This Chad.
Chad. Yeah. Chad, what's up?
Hey, Tate, how's it going, buddy?
I'm good, man. Yeah, Daniel having the big time race on Saturday, and then there's a small time race on Sunday, the following day, for 5,000.
Okay. Now, is there any, that's what I was wondering. Do you guys put on any other event there? Because
this weekend, and I just got a check, but I got family that came into town, so.
Any other race win?
If you guys put on another event there, because I would like to travel and check it out, but I don't know if it's possible for me to show up this weekend.
Okay.
I got
so right now, that's only
from out of state.
Unfortunately, we got three races this weekend in Illinois. One is August 2nd, and they got two of them on August 3rd. So right now, that's the only date I know of that's in Illinois for sure right now. So
well, if you guys give us a little bit of advance,
I'll make sure we make one. Okay, well, I appreciate that, man. Yeah,
because, I mean, you guys always support us. I've never once questioned about you guys traveling. You guys have always traveled. And we've tried to travel. We went out and supported 41, and we've tried to travel quite a bit the last couple of years. But unless I have a little bit of an advance, you know, because kids got to take off work, and we got to make sure we can get the guys there, you know, because we got a pretty big crew, because we don't show up with
hey, I'm sorry.
We always show up.
Hey, Jack, give me 1 second. Give me 1 second. Sure.
Hey, talk over you
almost. Hey, Slouch. Because I don't have my board. Hold on. Let me close these up.
It's loud.
Stop the track. I got up with me and told you. Yes, Mr. You've been go back.
This 94 and 69
or whatever it is, this time, I thought we'd be merging each other. Really? You say it was a cold deal. I called you. You were down at the airport. I called you 2 weeks ago.
That's squinchy.
She don't know exactly. You know, she went to Texas last week. Driving? No, she flew. But her girlfriend worked at the airport.
I'm going through this, trying to open them up. Close them down to see if I can find this.
North Carolina. Nah.
Hey, mute your mic, man.
They're going to come over here with Michigan, but now they're going to rent a car.
Sounds like. There it is.
Okay.
There you go.
1 second. 586-3175. Mute your damn mic, man. Come on, let's roll. Go ahead, Slouch.
All right, Chad.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, if you guys can let me know in advance, I mean, a lot of times we gotta move stuff around and get stuff off work, and we want to come support anybody who supports us. And I actually not even. I mean, I've supported people that don't support us. I just love crud racing as a whole. Period.
Anything that
can keep an event going, we'll always try to support. Sometimes we can't, you know. But we do our best to always make it, and that's the thing is, because when we come, you know, we travel with a pretty big crew because for the simple fact of we never travel with just one car. You know, we always travel with multiple cars.
Right.
So if we come, we're coming anywhere from 3 to 8 deep, so as far as cars. So we just got some more cars done. I don't know if you guys seen the white Wicked Quick Racing car, a little notchback.
That was his first race. Yeah, I see them all lined up over there. Oh, yeah, y'all got an arsenal over there now, man.
We're trying. We're trying to keep up with everybody else.
I hear you. You ain't doing nothing wrong, man. I know you got that white bitch running good, boy.
Hey, Chad, you trying to keep up with everybody else, or are you trying to set the standard for everybody else? I'm just asking.
Like I said, you got
a crew, baby. Yes, sir.
Honestly, I'm a very, very small part of this whole operation. Like, without the crew, we would be nowhere. I'm exhausted, so I didn't mean to get frustrated with some people online, but people kept saying congrats to Chad and Kip. And I'm the type of person, you know, when I see a crew out there doing stuff, I always make sure, like, congrats to Team SVO or congrats to Evans and crew, because at this level, people that think that it's a 1 or 2 person show, it's just not possible. Even if there's people behind the scenes helping out or doing little things, it all matters. I mean, my wife shows up and supports me 100%. She's there making food, making sure everybody's fed, hydrated. She'll go out when they're working on the cars. Have you had a water yet? You need to drink water. I mean, she stays on it. We're a really, even though we've been struggling, it was an issue we found with the car, but we're a really well-functioning machine. We all gel really, really well together. I think that goes a long way. You know, we all take time away from our families, and that's the part where if you don't have that support and stuff, it kind of takes away from it. It's not as fun. So, I mean, you know, racing as a team, having everybody support, people come out, and, you know, I liked winning the 10,000 and I liked winning the race, but to go through the struggles we went through and to people come over and say, man, we're glad you guys stuck with it, because a couple times it looked like you guys were going to either back out or pull away. We almost didn't enter the shootout. And then we right. found something, and it made all the difference in the world in the car. And so, you know, I tell anybody, I've had a lot of words of encouragement just from people passing by, you know, telling us to keep at it. We got nice cars, stuff like that. All that stuff matters. You know, without the fans, we got nothing, you know. And without the rest of the people entering the shows, you know, it's great to go out and win this money. But at the end of the day, me, it breaks my heart seeing all these other people that, you know, for us to show up, it costs us, you know, anywhere from $2,000 to $5,000 every time we show up to an event. So, you know, to see other racers come out there, and I know they're coming at the same level, and I know it's racing, but I'd like to see some of the payouts split out a little different where, you know, because unless a bunch of people join, there's no show. So I'd like to right. see more people actually right. get paid, really, because without them showing up, I mean, even if you just get a little bit, or, you know, your buy-in, or even gas, I mean, every little bit helps. Every little bit right. helps when you got this much money in these cars.
You know what?
Correct, you need to be all about the sleeper, and you might have $10,000 into a roller and maybe $15,000 into a motor. Some of these grunge cars cost just as much as these big dollar class cars. I mean, people are showing up with, you know, six-figure operations.
Yeah, the grudge game has changed dramatic.
It's national.
Yeah.
It's national on a whole new level.
And it's serious. This isn't, you know, you still have some, and they do it as a hobby. They do it as whatever. But for the most part, this is a lifestyle, and it's very serious. Oh, yeah.
Well, and think about this. Imagine a sport that has literally, grudge racing's been around, but it hasn't been national like it is now.
Right.
Because
right.
of media, because of people traveling, people supporting each other. And name a sport that has that much potential and has grown that fast. We may have something here that, you know, catches on really quick and become really, really huge, could be the next big thing. It depends on which way it goes from here.
That's correct. And you know what?
I'm excited
what
to be a part of it.
What makes the difference, and when I say unity, I don't mean mm-hmm. holding the next man's hand, but if we have some type of unity within the state of Michigan itself, within the state of Illinois, within the state of Indiana, Wisconsin, but then as a whole, we have that same unity. I speak for the Midwest. It's not going to be easy. And don't get me wrong. No. You have premier grudge racers across the country. But
yeah.
I honestly feel that we can go tit for tat, as I said earlier today, from the street cars to the full-blown killers with anybody in the country. You know?
Yep. And that's, I think, the best part is there's always been this rivalry. It's almost like Chicago's the next town over for Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
But at the same time, I love when we go out of state and they're together, there is no, you know, we travel as the North.
That's right.
And
that's
to me,
right.
that's what I love most about this sport is I've never, when I first got into drag racing, I got to go in the pits and meet some of the pros where when I was into basketball, you had to reach out and try to touch a pro, and that was lucky at most.
Right.
And
right.
the thing is you go and get to meet all these people, and I was over in the pits listening to a guy, you know, hey, come up, you want to look at my car? I was just got out of the hospital from my accident and was in a wheelchair and new to this. And the guy's bringing me over, they signed a shirt, handing me a shirt, and he had somebody next round. And literally the guy came over and said, hey, I just want to give you a heads up. I'm not going to make it next round. We had a rear-end issue. And the guy's like, oh, what do you mean you're not going to make it? And he goes, well, we got a problem. We don't have all the parts, and I don't think we got time to change it. And he says, well, what do you need? And so the guy loaned him the parts and sent two of his crew members over there to help them get the car ready and made it up in the lane. This is something he's racing.
Yeah.
To me, to see that, you know, like I told Ted and them, when we went up there, they said, so what do you think? I said, listen, win or lose, I want it to come down to a fender or a bumper or something. I want it to be tight. I want both cars to make a hit. I mean, that to me is more exciting than anything.
That's right.
So,
you're right.
That's all I. That's why I like, you know, the field that we had. A lot of really close races. It makes it exciting. Win or lose, I'll always smile and shake somebody's hand and say good race. I just like it to be close because whether I spin the tires and don't beat somebody, yeah, they take my money. And in my mind, I'm wondering, can I beat them? Or vice versa, somebody spins the tires, yeah, I take their money. But right away, that's why you've seen us wanting to run Turbo GT back so often is we were going back and forth a little bit. And that's exciting to me. That's fun racing.
Yeah. You want to make sure it's not a fluke. Yeah, you're right.
Well,
you're right.
The other thing is, I mean, let's just call it what we are. We're entertainers. We are entertainers.
You're
and
right.
We want to put on a good show. You know, we do this because we love it. But at the same time, I don't care who you are. When you get up and there's that many people surrounding your car and you win, that's a good feeling.
Yes,
even
is.
When it's close, I've had people come over and tell me how close and congratulating us even when we lost. And it's still a good feeling. You hate to lose, but it's drag racing. There's a winner and a loser. That's just how it goes.
That's right. That's right. There will never be a tie. Not that I know of. Well, I'm gonna get ready to close this out. But again,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Chad, Kip, Wicked Quick Racing. Hold on.
Yep.
I don't know where all of this is coming from. I want to congratulate you again as a whole, as a crew, as a family, as a part of the Motor City Mafia on a great win. You guys worked for it. You guys got it. To everybody that came out, I want to thank you guys for supporting the show. Hold on. This is killing me today. Again, before I close out, August the 2nd, 3rd, come on into Illinois, Cordova Dragway, Byron Dragway. We got the whole weekend full of racing. Hopefully I'll be able to see you guys out there. And
no doubt.
All I can say is this, Chad, you're the man, you know. And
thanks, guys. We were the man that day.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I'm going to close this out again on behalf of Tony, the Motor City Mafia, Reggie Slouch, Meatball, Chad. We thank everybody for calling in and for the support. Hopefully I'll see you guys this weekend, man. You guys have a good one.
Yes, sir. Thank you, buddy. You guys too.
All right.
Before you go, Junior.
Yeah,
just
yeah. I can't hear you, Squinchy.
Can you hear me better just now?
Yeah, now I can hear you. I apologize for this. In fact, you know what? Let me close these mics until I get yours, but you got to keep talking, Squinchy, so I know it's you.
Yeah, just for you, Junior, I'm going to try to see what Chris and I'm doing, because I got a wedding to go to, but I'm going to try to go ahead and make a hit. I'm going to try to get down to Donnie Race with Darth Vader. And,
there you go.
And go and let you see it. Go up against somebody because you know how I'm cut.
Well,
we're
going
to try to get it on time to sleep.
I hope, you know, you and I spoke on the side. And you know what I told you, and I'm gonna leave it at that.
All right.
When you ready, partner? Yes. Let it go. Get that young man to do what he do. But
That's right.
it was great meeting you, Young Money. I can't say enough about Young Money. Y'all showed up, y'all showed out. Y'all did what y'all said y'all was gonna do. Randy, I'm not ducking you, baby. But it is for sale. Holla. Squint. Hey, it's time to close it out again. I appreciate everybody, and I'll see y'all. Either I'll see y'all in the weekend or we'll catch y'all on Sunday, man.
All right. All right, guys. Thanks. Have a good night.
Good night.